progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, is in Penobscot Bay Medical Center after suffering a fall at his vacation home in Maine. Stephen Betts is editor of the Courier-Gazette newspaper in Rockland, Maine.
They said the patient had fallen on a dock 5 to 10 feet, striking the back of his head. But this is before the ambulance arrived. And this is what the ambulance had been told as they're on their way to the scene. That's actually all we know now. We know that it was 2 p.m. That the call came in. He was brought over by a private boat to Port Clyde, where the St. George ambulance met the boat and brought him to Penobscot Bay Medical Center in Rockport.
A spokeswoman for the Supreme Court says Chief Justice Roberts was taken to the medical center as a precaution. Nature of his injuries, other than the fall, not yet known. Avandia should stay on the market. An FDA panel says its risks are worth its benefits for now. Live now from the panel meeting in Maryland, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry?
Harley, the advisory panel here says yes, there's evidence Avandia raises heart risks, but in a clear 22-1 vote, it recommends keeping the controversial drug on the market. That's a victory for the maker of Avandia, GlaxoSmithKline. Last year, Avandia sales, $2.6 billion. The advisory panel tells the FDA strong warnings are needed, especially for certain groups, for instance, diabetics on insulin, and it wants better studies of the risks. Harley?
Former San Francisco 49ers coach Bill Walsh has died. He's widely considered one of the best in the history of the game. Fellow head coach John Madden thinks so.
He could have been the top offensive mind that ever coached football.
It was leukemia, a long battle. Bill Walsh was 75. President Bush and Britain's new Prime Minister Gordon Brown came out of their Camp David meeting today talking about their agreement on the subject of terrorism and on Iraq.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The President and the British Prime Minister appear to agree on the most pressing issue, Iraq war strategy. Gordon Brown publicly reassured the President about Britain's role there. London is still on course for a gradual troop withdrawal, but Brown echoed the President's frequent pledge to base decisions on advice from military commanders. The President's take on his new British partner?
He gets it.
CBS News White House correspondent Mark Knoller sat down with the Vice President, an exclusive one-on-one interview with Dick Cheney.
Do you want Attorney General Gonzalez to keep fighting to keep his job?
I do. I'm a big fan of Al's.
Cheney also told CBS News President Bush was right to commute the sentence of Scooter Libby in the CIA leak case. Zippo lighters, iconic, of course, from the World Wars. 1933 Zippo's been sold at auction for $37,000. Off the production line, it cost about $2. Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 93 points today. NASDAQ up about 21. This is CBS News.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Two new wildfires have erupted in Montana, and they're only the latest. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
So-called extreme fire conditions, high temperatures, and low humidity have prompted officials to order the evacuations of another 80 homes, 40 in western Montana, because of what appears to be a human-caused blaze. The remaining 40 homes are threatened by a wildfire southeast of Missoula. Montana and Idaho lead the west in the number of wildfires, with more than a dozen each.
The hot, dry, windy weather continues to feed those fires. If it has worked in New York's subways, playing Mozart at the bus stops just might chase the punks away in Tacoma, Washington. City authorities say they are fed up with gang activity in public places, so they'll begin pumping Mozart and other classical music into speakers being installed in the Tacoma Mall Transit Center and elsewhere. A little Bach, Brahms, Handel, and Beethoven just might create an atmosphere of calm, they say, for the law abiders. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Well, hello there. Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. And this week and next week, you are also, if you are in Monterey, California, KRXA 540, Eureka, California on KGOE 1480, Coos Bay, Oregon, KBBR 1340, and Portland, Oregon, KPOJ 620. I'm delighted to be filling in for the On a Holiday, Peter B. Collins Show for the next 10 days of broadcast time this week and next. We have lots of wonderful, interesting things for you, including our regular Wednesday segment, Ask a Muslim. That's right, live right here in studio in Sacramento, which you will enjoy, I hope. And other such things we're going to have starting on August 1st, which is Wednesday, every day at the end of the program, right at the very end. We'll be talking to Dr. Molly Fry, a physician who is being prosecuted by the federal government for prescribing marijuana for her patients. Did I mention she's had a double mastectomy? She's a cancer survivor. And that federal trial is going on right here in Sacramento, just up the street from where we are. So you will hear that story from her and from her lawyer, Tony Serra, starting on August 1st. You'll get to hear that. We've got lots of good guests for you today as well. But no, I have to mention this. I was so sad today. I knew he was quite sick, and I had emailed him a few times and was just thrilled to hear back from him. Had the great joy of appearing on his program twice, once in New York and once in Los Angeles. Probably the greatest talk show host ever in both television and radio, in my opinion. Just adored him. He had such a great sense of humor and wit, urbane and yet very real. And that is Tom Snyder, who died over the weekend of leukemia. Also, Bill Walsh. I mean, what always comes in threes, what's the deal? Bill Walsh, former coach of the San Francisco 49ers, dead of leukemia. And Ingmar Bergman, of course, the famed movie director, dead at the age of 89. But Tom Snyder, much too young to die at 71. I'm not sure Bill Walsh's age, but a great loss as well, both of them from leukemia. I want to mention this before we get to our first guest, and our first guest today is one that I've talked to before on my program, and I know Peter has as well, Paul Wallman for Media Matters for America. Some very interesting stories in how the media is both covering and not covering what matters and what doesn't matter. But first, breaking news. Chief Justice John Roberts of the United States Supreme Court taken by ambulance to a hospital today. He fell on a dock, sitting on the dock of the bay. He just tipped over. You know, maybe he was contemplating some of the serious matters that come before the Supreme Court. At his new summer home in Maine. See, because when you get to be the new Supreme Court Chief Justice, you get a little extra money, so he was able to buy the house in Maine. Fell off the dock. Or was he pushed? I don't know. He's 52 years old. This is Port Clyde, Maine's Hupper Island. And he was fell off the dock and then taken by private boat to the mainland, because this is a little island, Hupper Island. So kind of a long time before he got from his dock fall to the mainland, then transferred to an ambulance. He was conscious and alert when they put him in the rescue vehicle and took him to Penobscot Bay Medical Center. And hospital officials aren't saying what his condition is at this hour. He was reportedly heard to say, impeach the son of a gun, and using language a little rougher than that. So maybe, you know how it is with some people, when they hit their head really hard, they change their whole view on things. So maybe that's what's happened with John Roberts. Let's hope it's not hideously serious, but it would be great if he suddenly became a real American instead of what he is right now, which is an enabler for George W. Bush, who is the worst president that these United States has ever had by far. Okay, let's go to our Paul Waldman. Paul Waldman is on line four. Hey, Paul, Media Matters for America. How are you today? Well, have you heard about John Roberts falling off the dock of the bay in Maine? He's saying impeach them. That's what we got to do. I've had an awakening. I've had an epiphany. Oh, let's talk about some other things. Media Matters, I'm so interested in this. This little thing, I'm looking at Katie Couric, who's endlessly talked about. The CBS Evening News has devoted approximately, this is a lot of time for a very important constitutional crisis and very important issue. They've devoted, according to Media Matters, approximately 1 minute and 44 seconds of airtime to questions surrounding Gonzo, Alberto Gonzalez, whether or not he's testified truthfully in his numerous appearances before Congress in recent months. And you cite here, on the July 26th edition, which is, of course, just last week, Katie Couric, looking fabulous in her new haircut and not showing too much cleavage, reported without elaboration that FBI Director Robert Mueller is now contradicting Gonzalez's testimony, and then she smiles and moves on to the next story. I remember when the CBS Evening News was really good and went into depth at least a little bit into things. And, you know, they ought to be able to find somebody. Yeah. And Pat Leahy has said, you know, they have a week or so to sort of correct the record when you've given this kind of testimony. In other words, try to make the stupid things you said sound a little less stupid, or, you know, make perjury seem less perjurious. In any event, Patrick Leahy advised, Senator Leahy advised Gonzo to be sure that he have his lawyer with him as he contemplated changing the record or, you know, fixing it up in any way. Can I do that too? News anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So, most people are getting their information. Don't you remember, though, back in the olden days, please, Paul, I don't know how old you are, but they used to have a justice correspondent at CBS and other places, someone who just did that news. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, maybe her new producer wants things that appeal to the younger audience, you know, and that's so tiresome and cumbersome to have to actually talk about perjury, obstruction of justice, or administration officials disagreeing profoundly with each other on an important matter. No. It's not, doesn't have very sexy video, Paul. Come on. Exactly. Can I ask you about cleavage? We just have a couple minutes here, and I really think this is important also. The cleavage, let's get the important stuff. This is Media Matters is reporting on July 29th, Meet the Press. CNBC's John Harwood declared his intent to defend a Washington Post style section article that referred to the cleavage on display during Senator Clinton's July 18th on the Senate floor. Mr. Harwood asserted that when you look at the calculation that goes into everything that Hillary Clinton does, for her to argue that she was not aware of what she was communicating by her dress, and I'm not sure, they say, is like Barry Bonds saying he thought he was rubbing down with flaxseed oil. Well, he did think that. But, I mean, a rather very lengthy article and lots of pundits debating whether or not a woman who's running for the presidency is allowed to ever show even the slightest, a scintilla, a hint of cleavage.
Well, it's really remarkable how much coverage the cleavage story has gotten. It started with this column in the Washington Post by their Pulitzer Prize-winning fashion reporter, Robin Given, talking about how Hillary Clinton gave a speech on the floor of the Senate, and if you looked really closely and squinted your eyes at C-SPAN, you could see a tiny bit of cleavage. And this then initiated all kinds of other articles and columns and comments on the columns. And John Harwood, who is a very well-respected reporter from the Wall Street Journal, like many reporters, I think, thinks that nothing that Hillary Clinton does is the product of anything but the most careful calculation. And this is something we see in a lot of coverage of Hillary Clinton in particular, that she's supposed to be calculated. And there's almost something sinister about that, that you know, as he says, it couldn't possibly be the case that she just put on an outfit that day and, you know, it happened to be sitting a little bit differently than maybe it was when she looked in the mirror in the morning. It has to be some kind of very carefully planned and executed scheme to send some kind of a message.
Now, if this had been Fred Thompson's wife with a large plastic breast and it was a low-cut and she was running for president, that might be an issue. But, I mean, come on, a little, oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Well, you know, I think what it shows is that women candidates, and Hillary Clinton in particular, get judged by a whole different set of standards. I mean, how many times have you seen articles about Hillary Clinton talking about how she's very ambitious, and that just rubs people the wrong way? Well, you know, yes, she's ambitious. She's a politician running for president.
You better be ambitious.
Yeah, nobody talks about how Rudy Giuliani is so ambitious, and that turns people off. Or, you know, that George Bush was so ambitious, and that turns people off. When it's a male politician who's running for higher office, it's kind of expected, and there's nothing remarkable about their ambition. But when it's a woman, there's something about it that's supposed to be vaguely distasteful. And I think that, you know, whether Hillary Clinton is your candidate or not, and whoever you happen to be supporting in the race for president, it's hard to avoid the conclusion that she gets judged on these kinds of things by a very different standard than the male politicians do.
Thank you very much. Excellent Media Matters. Paul will be...
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones, everything's so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Or have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today.
173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Everyone wants to know a great hairstylist, and I want to share mine with you. Dallas and Ashley at Malibu by the Sea, 2024 Del Monte Avenue in Monterey. Malibu by the Sea is a full-service salon and bronzing spa. You can slip in for a tan and then have them create a stunning look for you. They perform cuts, color, multidimensional highlights, and the highest quality of human hair extensions. Dallas and Ashley, simply the best, making you look your best. Call them at 383-0807. That's 383-0807.
Welcome to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your Solar Future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
Joey Reynolds on the radio on KSAC. I'm on seven nights a week. Can you imagine that? They got me on more times on this station than any other radio station in the world. So you got a lot of chances to listen to me. I'm on weekdays 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and weekends 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, 1240 Talk City, KSAC.
She's a rebel, she's a saint, she's the salt of the earth, and she's dangerous. She's a rebel, vigilante, missing link on the brink of destruction.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC. Will you say that you're in Monterey or Portland or Coos Bay, Oregon, or Eureka? You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Where's Peter? Well, he's on holiday, and we'll be back in 2 weeks, I promise you, and I'm sitting in for him. Let me give you the phone number, because we're going to talk about hog dogging. Yes, we are, and Michael Vick, and a little different perspective on this. Here is our toll-free number from anywhere, all right? Just for the next 2 weeks, 877-766-1240. Yeah, it's 1240 radio in Sacramento. We are the only progressive station in town. And the toll-free number from anywhere, for any of you listening in any other part of California, Oregon, 877-766-1240. 877-766-1240. Well, the NAACP today urged public restraint in judging Michael Vick before he has his day in court. Well, you know, I'm a lawyer. I think that people should have... They are entitled to a presumption of innocence, but it's not many cases where you have 200 pages of documents describing a particular crime. It's not many cases where you have videotapes, and it's not many cases where you have before trial your co-defendant pleading guilty to dogfighting conspiracy. In fact, Tony Taylor, age 34, one of the co-defendants, he'll be sentenced December 14th, says he wasn't promised any specific sentence in return for his cooperation with the government. Yeah, Tony, I get it. You're squealing like a stuck, like an injured pit bull terrier that you've abused. Yes, you are. So I appreciate the NAACP urging public restraint Mr. R.L. White, president of the Atlanta chapter of NAACP, said the Atlanta Falcons quarterback has been vilified by animal rights groups. Well, I've got news for you, Mr. White. That's not going to stop. No, it's not going to stop. He's been vilified by talk radio. Yeah. I told you about Don and Mike, that show that's a syndicated show, kind of two crazy guys, and they went out and bought one of the last available Michael Vick jerseys, team jerseys, number 7, and then offered people the opportunity to bring their various dogs to the particular radio station where they were broadcasting, and the first dog that would relieve itself in a solid fashion upon that T-shirt would get $1,000. So, yeah, you will hear Mr. Vick vilified, and you will certainly hear him vilified by me. So I don't disagree. And as a lawyer, I understand innocence until proven guilty. But, you know, Mr. White of the NAACP seemed to imply that somehow this was vaguely racist, this attack on Michael Vick, because of the charges against him, that it was somehow very racist. In fact, a couple of companies, what was it? It's Nike. They're not going to sell his stuff anymore. Reebok stopped sales of his number 7 jersey because there's the court, there's a trial court, there's the court of law, but there's also the court of public opinion for anybody, anytime, anywhere. All right. Mr. White says he's going to keep an open mind. I just had to wonder, as of course they also thanked Mr. Vick for his community service and the money and excitement he has brought to Georgia as a Falcon. Oh, yeah. They think he's terrific. I wonder if Mr. White of the NAACP would similarly feel it's some kind of racist attack on Mr. Vick if he heard about hogdogging. You know what hogdogging is? Let me tell you. It is hot hog dog fighting. It is blood sport packaged as family entertainment and is usually practiced by white people. That's right. You know, people who have been called by some white trash. If you're like most parents planning a weekend outing, goes one article, you might take your children camping to an amusement park or a baseball game, but for some parents in rural Louisiana, these are white parents, or Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Florida, a handful of other states, you would go to a hog dog fighting. You would go see hog dogging. This is where feral pigs roam. A weekend highlight, what do you do when you go hot hog dogging or hog dog rodeo? And you'd see signs posted along these rural routes. Go down a dirt road, and you can still find one of these events. You'll hear squeals of terror and pain from the pigs and cheers from the audience of parents and children. So it's not just a black phenomenon being cruel to animals by any means. Hog dogging, hog baiting, hog day rodeos, all terms. It's a blood sport. The owner leads a trained pit bull, and let me just say, I'm a pit bull owner. I love pit bulls. They're great dogs. They're wonderful, loyal dogs. It's bad people who make bad dogs. And if you want to comment on that, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. You think poor Michael Vick is getting a bad time? People are giving him a bad time because of the allegations in the indictment against him? Is it a racist thing that people are attacking Michael Vick? I wonder if Mr. White of the NAACP would be upset if people rushed to judgment to condemn the animal abuse under similar statutes that creates a situation where they starve the pit bull, give it gunpowder, make it angry and hostile, and then they have it attack a poor pig. Talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, and all of Peter B's listeners as well. Stay tuned.
First step is hardest of all. Once you get your gate, you're walking tall.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong, where the days are warm and the nights are long.
Come celebrate 100 years of warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
It's Behind the Wheel, the Consumer New Car Review. I'm Peter B. Collins. This week I've been behind the wheel of the 2007 Ford F-250 4x4 Super Cab, which combines the benefits of a work truck and the creature comforts of an SUV. With a beefy 6.8-liter 10-cylinder engine and a 5-speed automatic, the F-250 has plenty of power and excellent on-demand 4-wheel drive. Inside, it's very roomy. You can wear your cowboy hat while you drive. But the rear bench seat wouldn't be very comfortable on a long haul. My demo is loaded with nav system, satellite radio, all the accessories you'd expect in a deluxe SUV. Plus, it has a tailgate step and tailgate fence that are very practical. Without a payload, the F-250 gets a little herky-jerky on the freeway, settles down when it's loaded. By the numbers, Ford doesn't publish the mileage. I got about 15 miles to the gallon. The F-250 stickers in California for about $44,000.
How would you like to stop your taxes from paying for war? You can support the War Tax Option Act, which adds a checkbox to your tax form that stops your taxes from funding war. This frees up your tax money to pay for other vital programs that you care about. For more information, call 831-521-6042 or visit wartaxoption.org.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. I told you, Judge Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Roberts, conking his noggin, apparently on the dock of his house, and hopefully he's going to be just fine. It would be terrific, though, if he had one of those bonks on the head that makes him come out ideologically, changed, because nothing could be worse, right, than what he is already. Welcome back. I'm Christine Kraft. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. You are also, this week, we have KRXA in Monterey, California, 540, KGOE, 1480 in Eureka, KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon, that's 1340, and KPOJ, 620 in Portland, Oregon. And we're delighted to welcome all of you as I sit in for my friend Peter Collins, friend and colleague who is he's on holiday. He'll be back, I think, the 13th of August. I want to talk a little bit more because I want your take on this. Oh, the NAACP. Oh, they're targeting Michael Vick because he's black. No, he's being targeted because he is cruel to animals and fights pit bulls. And, has four. Do you know some of the things Michael Vick is alleged to have done? He has rape stands where, you know, they mate the dogs that don't want to mate, feeds them gunpowder and gets them hostile, starves them for a week and then gives them live kittens to rip apart, makes a pit bull mean, okay? Pit bulls are not, by their nature, mean. People make bad dogs. Okay, that's the truth. But I don't know. Mr. White of the NAACP thinks it's a racist attack on Mr. Vick. Let's all urge fairness. I wonder if Mr. White would feel similarly if he heard about this thing called, this is what the white trash do in the Deep South, the hog dogging. Here's what happens. It's a blood sport. Owner leads his trained pit bull terrier, one that has been viciously treated, made mean, into an enclosed pen. She lunges and pulls so hard on the leash that she soon stands erect on her hind legs, her face fixed in a snarl. Her guttural growl, this is all very descriptive, erases any doubt that she is unsure of her purpose. And this is from the Humane Society of the United States, by the way. At the other end of the ring, the handler shoves a feral pig or hog through a chute into the pen. He will use a cattle prod if the hog, who has faced these dogs before, hesitates. And just in case the hog had any notion of trying to defend itself, the handler has already taken the precaution of removing the tusks with bolt cutters. It's kind of like when they fight the bulls and the picadors come out and cut the musculature that goes to the neck of the animal so it can't raise its head fully. You know, they're not in any sense a fair fight. See, I always root for the bull. When they have the Pamplona run, I root for the bulls, okay? Then the pit bull's owner removes her leash. Before you can count to 3,000, the dog tackles the hog in a cloud of dust. Her jaws tear into the hog's flesh, maybe ripping his snout, tail, or an ear off. The hog expresses pain and fear through loud squeals that echo off the pen's tin walls. The crowd is pleased. The dog pins the hog to the ground in a mere 7 seconds. As with a wrestling pin, the mandatory 3 seconds elapse, and the operator declares the dog victorious. Adults and children cheer for the fast, powerful dog. However, the dog's jaws remain attached to the hog's flesh. After what must seem like an eternity to the hog, people casually make their way over to end the match. If the hog struggles, the handler may give him a sharp boot to the head, then dig his heel into the hog's chest to still him. He then uses a long wooden blade called a break stick to pry the dog's jaws from the hog. It can take up to a minute to release the dog's grip while the hog continues to writhe in agony and terror. As the proud owner leads his dog away, the handler may pour apple vinegar into the hog's wounds. The vinegar supposedly helps the wounds develop scabs so the hog can be mauled yet again in another day. If enough children attend the hog-dog fight, the operator will encourage a game of catch the pig. It's a kiddie-friendly game. The handler tapes the hog's snout closed and encourages children to chase the terrified animal around the pen. At one event, secretly videotaped by Alabama's NBC 15 station, the announcer remarked that the hog suffered a broken leg, something that failed to dissuade the children from trying to tackle the pathetic hobbled animal. What do you think about this stuff? Do you find this as abhorrent as I do? Give us a call. Our regular number, of course, for Sacramento listeners is 766-1240. If you're out of our local area, the number for these 2 weeks will be 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Brian in Fair Oaks, California. Hey, Brian, you're on Talk City with Christine Kraft.
You know, I'm great, Christine. I'm appalled at the NAACP. As an African-American, I'm absolutely appalled when anybody tries to use this guy as any type of racial. Oh, my God, it drives me crazy. And I've been all around the city, Christine. I've been in various places where people, and we're outraged. It seems like it's split. I've gone to my local restaurants that I like to go to, and the people that own those places are like, this guy's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would have this kind of stuff on his property.
That's right.
And then I talk to other people, and it's usually younger people, Christine, who think that, you know, they base everything on media, so they don't really do their own homework. And it's like, listen, if that was just a personal friend of mine who had stuff like that on their property, I would be all in their butts going, what is wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have that kind of stuff on your property and think that it's okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. And the viciousness and the cruelty. Let me just bring to the audience's mind, Brian, you've probably heard me say this before, but when George Bush was a young boy, he and his good buddy, George Throckmorton, used to go out and play as boys will, and they'd catch a load of frogs and a bunch of kittens and put firecrackers up their posteriors and thought that was good sport. And we know what happened to George Bush, don't we? He doesn't even flinch when he kills several hundred thousand innocent Iraqis, not to mention the Americans that are dying for this.
And all the people he fried in Texas.
So people ought to be very concerned about this, whether it is the white trash doing hog dogging in wherever it is in the Deep South, or it's black or white, whatever the color is. The color isn't the issue. Blood sport is a nasty thing, and all races engage in it. and it is always deplorable.
And that's the other argument I heard from other people, some of my Hispanic friends. You know, this is a cultural thing. Sometimes it's this, that. No, that's just cruelty. I don't care what you say. You can't crouch it in some cultural thing. No.
Right, and there's some Southeast Asian groups like the Hmong who some of them still have the practices of getting puppies and kittens and using blow torches or sledgehammers. We understand
crazy.
That it's cultural, but it's not okay in this country. Okay, it's
absolutely
not okay anywhere, and it's certainly not okay here.
I can't wait to see how he's going to try to make it, how he's going to claim innocent. I don't see how he's even going to try.
He said this should never have happened to him. Not Michael Vick. It should never have happened to him.
It's
far
crazy.
Too important. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thank you, Christine. I'm always listening, babe.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's go to Rowanna on line two. Hi, Rowanna. You're on Talk City.
Christine, are you there?
I'm here.
I was listening to you reading that.
Hogdoggin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I stopped my car because I was crying.
Isn't it hideous?
It is awful. It is just awful.
I think of the little children. Oh, the hog just broke his leg, but you go chase him anyway. Giggle, giggle, giggle. You're going to raise a lovely bunch of little white trash kids, too.
Oh, I know. It's just despicable. My daughter and I are both vegans. And it came from seeing factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one step below factory. I mean, how could somebody let their child? Yeah, it is worse because it's just all in good fun.
The intent is to watch the animal scream and be in pain. I always wonder about hunters, and if you're one of our listeners outside the local area, because my local audience knows this, but I've always wondered, Rowanna, if hunters, when they get their kick, is it when the animal cries out in pain or when it's actually entering the state of rigor mortis? When do they get their biggest kick and when they're out there hunting? I don't know.
I have a nephew who hunts, and he says when he sees the bird falling from the sky, I said, how can you see that beautiful creature fly and then just kill it? He said it's fun. And I don't understand how that can be fun.
And let me just tell you this. Do you know there was a recent study, a health study, about particularly eating pig? If you're somebody who eats pig, you're going to have higher cancer rates. If you're somebody who barbecues pig or barbecues meat, for a woman in a lifetime, her cancer risk goes up by 47% if she has a lot of barbecue. And if she doesn't have an equal amount of vegetables and fruit with that barbecue that she eats frequently, her breast cancer rate goes up to about 74%. They think there's a similar relationship to prostate cancer. So, you know, maybe that's God's way of cleaning the gene pool. I don't know.
I don't know, but keep up your good work.
Thank you, Rowanna. Bye.
Okay, bye.
766-1240 is the phone number. Let's go to Dave in Eureka, California. Hey, Dave, on line one. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hearing you again. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I have had pit bulls that were just delightful animals and
a lot
of love and even a sense of humor, and I so hate hearing that they're being trained to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. And not just trained, but brutalized to the point, you know, and then Michael Vick apparently... Well, it was the one they would call when one of his dogs didn't fight well, and they'd say, well, it didn't fight well. Okay, then drench it in water and electrocute it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I think that we can look at that, and we are certainly entitled, whether the NAACP likes it or not, to say, Mr. Vick, you are a piece of human garbage.
I hope you find time to also speak about the criminals that occupy our White House, Christine.
Oh, we will.
You'll get there. Okay.
So much on that, too. Okay.
Look forward to that.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Bye-bye.
766-1240 is the local phone number if you're out of town, that being Sacramento. Our number is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Ross in Sacramento on line three. Hi, Ross. You're on Talk City with Christine Kraft.
Christine, wonderful topic. It's really difficult listening to this topic, which tells me that you've really hit the mark again.
And it's important. Our last caller, Dave, said, I hope you'll talk about our criminals in the White House and twisted minds. I bring this up not just because it's in the news, but because you've got a president of the United States who, as a young boy, enjoyed torturing animals. And it tells you how those people turn out, doesn't it?
The same attitude that you're talking about during his childhood is exemplified and in spades. In Iraq, and hopefully not in Pakistan or you know, wherever he's got a wild urge to go next. But
now,
Ross, go ahead. I've got one more point to make.
Okay, Ross, let me ask you. Realize this is a money-making proposition. They don't enjoy just the cruelty. The organizer tallies his profits from admission and dog entry fees, and the owners with the fastest dogs leave with trophies and hundreds of dollars in prize money while the pig suffers in the mire.
There have been several books recently released showing a real close correlation between the end times of the Roman Empire and essentially socio-pathological things that are happening in our own culture right now. And we have a mesh of cultures from around the world, and the ideas that we see being destroyed are the only things, the constitutional rights are the only things that have held this conglomeration of cultures together, and pitting everyone against each other, I think, is what's going on right now, and we'll see the dissolution of the nation in similar ways that the Romans saw their nation
dissolved. Another example of precisely what you're talking about right before the fall of the Roman Empire was when the Roman Empire, instead of having its own people willing to fight its own battles,
had a mercenary army.
Can you say Blackwater?
Yes. Yes, I can, ma'am. This is it's horrific. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. Right now, the story that the Mayans are telling, the 2012 turnover of their calendar, tells the story of the Condor people, the people of the Third World, people of the heart, emerging from the forest and embracing the Eagle people, the people of the mind, the people who have sent their mind into places unbefore imagined, the stars, submicroscopic. These two peoples are coming together. They're coming together very soon, and it's going to be driven home by calamitous weather-related phenomena. I'll just put it that way. Earth-related, weather-related. That's really going to call upon all of us to join. And that's really what we're talking about now. It's restorative justice. It's not punitive justice. It's restorative. And that goes for the criminals in power right now.
Well, I agree with you.
And the hate has to go. They're not worth the hate in your heart, in everyone's heart.
Yeah,
they're not worth it.
Stress on us as Americans who love our country to see what's happened to it, to see the worst ever president and beyond belief.
Focus on the love of our country, because it's still here. Our country is still here, and it's really driven from us when we focus on hate, and that's all they're about. That's all they're about. But that's not what we're about.
Thank
you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. 766-1240. Do I have any time? No, I'm pretty much, nah. Well, we'll take up other things when we come back. But in case you didn't know, look up George Throckmorton.
Two great Chinese restaurants, two great locations, one great American name.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Personally, I love the chow fun noodles. Jim's Restaurant is now celebrating its 8th anniversary at 1584 Del Monte. Join the party. Buy lunch or dinner for four at Jim's in Seaside and get a free order of tempura vegetables. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117 for great takeout.
Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale is a local treasure. Jim's owner and chef, Stephen Lowe, has over 20 years of experience in renowned San Francisco restaurants. Chef Lowe provides his loyal clientele with the best of East meets West, including the finest steaks in Monterey County. Chef Lowe enhances classic American and Chinese dishes with delicious French and Italian entrees and sauces. Jim's Restaurant in Prunedale transcends categories with a unique pace-setting menu and family-friendly prices. Jim's in Prunedale is open daily for lunch and dinner. Stop by 8069 San Miguel Canyon Road or call Chef Stephen Lowe at 663-4888 for carryout to die for.
Terry McCarter of Clarion Mortgage is a lifelong resident of Monterey County and a truly dedicated, caring real estate and mortgage professional. With many years of experience, Terry always goes the extra mile for her clients. During your initial consultation, Terry gets to know your preferences and needs and then helps you choose the loan program that most precisely meets them. Terry takes the time to explain all details of the various options open to you, including any potential risks, and guides you through the mortgage process. If you're too swamped at your desk to stop by during the work hours, make a weekend appointment with Terry or see her after hours. Terry McCarter is your real estate and mortgage professional. Her offices are conveniently located in Salinas at 1271 North Davis Road, just across from Applebee's. Call Terry at 578-0773, 831-578-0773.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Free speech? What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Here's a new thing to be afraid of, not just a guy with TB getting in, but a guy with TB carrying a toothpaste from China. This is like 11 o'clock local news.
But
something in your toothpaste may kill you.
What? It's not just that. I mean, there's certain things that we get from China where China is the sole source.
Yep.
We're screwed. I mean, there's nothing.
This particular toothpaste has antifreeze in it, in case you're wondering.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Talk City 1240.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM, Talk City this week. And next, we have the pleasure of sitting in for, well, I do, Peter B. Collins, my friend and colleague. And so you're also hearing this program on KRXA 540 in Monterey, KGOE 1480 in Eureka, KBBR 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon, and KPOJ 620 in Portland. We have a phone number for you. You might want to jot it down for this two-week period. You're going to need this number to get through to the show. And our toll-free number is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. 1240. Our local number, as always, folks, is 766-1240. We've got some more calls on the hog dogging and the Michael Vick and the NAACP say, oh, don't rush to judgment. You know, you're allowed to form your view on these things. So whether he was there every single day when the dog fighting went on, we will wait for the justice system to work out. I should have mentioned Tony Taylor, I think I did, his co-defendant, a guilty plea. He'll be sentenced December 14th. He is cooperating with the government, says, oh, I didn't get any promise of any specific sentence reduction. Well, that's because they'll see how much he cooperates, right? And then they'll determine that. So let's take some more calls. Let's go to Len on line four. Hey, Len, you're on Talk City.
How are you?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm fine, Len.
All right. Well, the real tragedy here is not necessarily Michael Vick, but is the reputation of the dogs. And
yes,
unfortunately, you know, this. The American Staffordshire Terrier.
I love the American Staffordshire Terrier. I've had several. I have one now. Let me just tell you before you get into talking about them, my latest dog, my most wonderful, sweet dog, her name is Precious Craft. She was found in a ditch in Vallejo, California at the age of 4 months, covered with blood. Her eye had been shot out. Her jaw had been shattered by a bullet. Her front leg had been shattered. Her rear leg has been shattered. She's almost a year old now. She doesn't realize how impaired she is. She's having a wonderful life. And if I had all the money in the world, I would hire the mafia. That's right, people who know how to get things done. I would go to Vallejo. I would find out in short order who the perpetrators were, and I would break their kneecaps. How's that?
Yeah, they're some of the most, you know, wonderful dogs in the world. I mean, I've had the pleasure of owning three, and, you know, they break my heart. When they pass, but the most dangerous part that I find is their tail. We did not have a wine glass in the entire house.
Whip
because
tail.
They swept.
Whip tail. Look out. Whip tail. Pitbull whip tail.
Exactly. I mean, they're just absolutely wonderful dogs, and unfortunately, they've been cast as this menace, and that's the thing. I mean, you nailed it earlier when you said there are no bad dogs. There are bad people.
And let's we'll acknowledge that the Pit Bull Terrier, the American Staffordshire Terrier, whichever dogs you want to put into that grouping, they're very strong. They have very strong jaws. There's a lot of misinformation. People think that they don't, that they lock. The jaws don't lock. They just typically don't let go easily without some persuasion. That's the
fact. My last dog passed here about 5 years ago, but my wife and I, we have picked up a Chihuahua Papillon mix. Now, as tough as he is, he's not going to hurt anybody, but if one of my Amstaffs, if one of my, quote, pit bulls had bit somebody, it would have been bad. But the reality is that they were very gentle dogs. And again, the most dangerous part was their tail. And thank you for having this forum, not only about Michael Vick, but about the dog itself.
And about people who also abuse animals, including the current president of the United States. We now understand a little bit about why he has a missing gene. There's a chip missing there. And you know that people who abuse animals, if you take every single one of your serial killers, always started out abusing critters. That's how they get
exactly
their start.
Right. You're exactly right.
Michael
Vick
can burn in hell, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much, whether the NAACP likes it or not.
Take care.
You're welcome. Okay, 766-1240 is the phone number here in Sacramento. And if you're listening to one of the Peter B. Collins affiliated stations, KRXA, KGOE, KBBR, KPOJ, any of those, the toll-free number for you is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's go to, who's up next? Robin on line two. Hey, Robin, you're on Talk City.
Hi, Christine. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just called to say that I'm really disappointed that the NAACP came out in defense of Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm. They're saying, well, don't rush to judgment. I don't see where it's an issue of his color that has anything to do with this question at all.
Exactly. It wouldn't matter whether he was white, Asian, Mexican. What he did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one of those people who usually, like, jump, you know, to judging people.
Right,
because
he hasn't, you know, the legal process will, you know, go down its road. He's got a very powerful, expensive lawyer in this country. The name of the game is, and I say this as a lawyer, how much justice can you afford? So he's got the best lawyer money can buy who will try to obfuscate, which is his job. His job is not to find the truth. He will try to obfuscate. Oh, well, it's his cousin. He didn't know. I thought the dogs were pets. And yeah, right. So you will see a very expensive defense put on for Mr. Vick.
Exactly. And it has nothing to do with his race, so I really don't see why the NAACP isn't getting involved with this.
Do you think the NAACP would be upset if somebody rushed to judgment to condemn hog-dogging? I don't think so.
Exactly. And I just think there should be better standards. Obviously, you know, I think Michael Vick, I personally think he did it, and one of the things that bothers me is that I know this man is not sorry one bit. He's sorry that he got caught, but he's not sorry about what he did.
He said it shouldn't have happened to me.
And it's sick, it's wrong, and I hope he gets the maximum sentence. I hope he gets the 6 years in jail.
Well, it should be more than 6 years. In California, the statute for animal cruelty, the max is 4 years, and I think he should do a 4 years term for each of the dogs he's abused. That would be appropriate.
Exactly.
And then you know what else he needs? He needs to be neutered.
Yeah, and I just hope the NAACP, I just hope they, just from now on, I just hope they wait, and I just hope they start setting better standards because, you know, torturing animals, that's not right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye, Robin.
Bye.
766-1240 is the phone number. Do we have time for one more quick call? No, we don't. Are you sure? Oh, we don't. Okay. We'll get more on the other side. We're going to shift gears. I'm sorry if you're waiting to talk about that because we're going to talk about other stuff right here on Sacramento's only progressive talk station and the Peter B. Collins Network. Stay tuned.
Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little bells, double dutch on the concrete.
Planet change.
I think the biggest threat to the environment is the idea that now, and what I mean now, this moment in time is all there is.
That's singer, songwriter, and activist Michael Franti from the band Spearhead.
The caretakers of this continent.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale, reminding you to listen in every Saturday for my show, 12-Step Talk Uncensored. Saturdays 4 to 5 p.m., honest talk about addictions and how recovery is possible. 12-Step Talk Uncensored. With addictions now the number one fastest rising disease in America, I mean all addictions, sex, food, gambling, alcohol, shopping, we are all affected. So listen in and call in. Saturdays 4 to 5 with me, Sheila Gale, brought to you by Sun Street Centers, prevention and recovery centers serving the Monterey Peninsula for over 30 years.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
He was conscious and alert when they loaded him in the rescue.
A reprieve for a controversial diabetes drug. I'm Barry Bagnato in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Chief Justice John Roberts suffered a seizure today at his vacation home on Hupper Island off the coast of Maine. Stephen Betts, editor of the Rockport Courier-Gazette, says he heard the emergency call on his police scanner.
They said the patient had fallen on a dock 5 to 10 feet, striking the back of his head.
Roberts was taken to a hospital.
He was brought over by a private boat to Port Clyde, where the St. George ambulance met the boat and brought him to Penobscot Bay Medical Center in Rockport.
According to the Supreme Court, Roberts had a benign idiopathic seizure, but he's now fully recovered with only some minor scrapes. Roberts, who's 52, had a similar event in 1993. He's being kept overnight for observation. Now this.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 a.m.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Well, sort of.
Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99.
Aflac!
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
It looked like the end was near for Avandia, the diabetes drug that's been linked to an increased risk of heart attack. But it's been spared, as CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports live.
Yes, Avandia raises heart risks. No, it shouldn't be taken off the market, an advisory panel here says. The panel wants additional studies to more clearly show the drug's side effects and which groups are most at risk. A top FDA scientist warned Avandia's risks far outweigh any benefits, but many doctors and patient groups say diabetics need all the help they can get. The FDA will likely follow the panel's recommendation and allow Avandia to be sold with new warnings. Live in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Bill Walsh died today.
People are going to remember him as the greatest football coach that ever lived.
Brent Jones played for Walsh when he coached the San Francisco 49ers, who won 3 Super Bowls during his tenure. Walsh had leukemia. He died today at home in Woodside, California. He was 75. John Madden, who coached the Oakland Raiders, describes Walsh as a coach in a class by himself.
He won a lot of games, won Super Bowls, did all those things, but he could have been the top offensive mind that ever coached football.
The techniques of Walsh's West Coast offense have been widely adopted in the NFL. Amid reports that the troop surge in Iraq is beginning to show results with fewer American and Iraqi civilian casualties, the Iraqi parliament today started its summer recess without passing any laws to help stabilize the country. At Camp David, President Bush was upbeat after his talks with the new British Prime Minister.
There's no doubt in my mind that Gordon Brown understands that failure in Iraq would be a disaster for the security of our own countries.
Brown assured the President of continued British support in Iraq, saying we have duties to discharge and responsibilities to keep. As for international terrorism, Brown talked about the new tack he's taking.
Terrorism is not a cause, it is a crime, and it is a crime against humanity. And there should be no safe haven and no hiding place for those who practice terrorist violence or preach terrorist extremism.
Vice President Dick Cheney, his new pacemaker in place, sat down today with CBS News correspondent Mark Noller for an exclusive interview.
Though even some Republicans think the Attorney General should step down, Vice President Cheney wants Alberto Gonzalez to keep fighting for his job.
I think Al's done a good job under difficult circumstances.
Brushing aside allegations that Gonzalez misled Congress, Cheney thinks the AG has testified truthfully. In my interview, Cheney also revealed the only thing he did as acting president of the U.S. for 2 hours a couple of Saturdays ago. He wrote a letter to his grandkids.
Souvenir for them to have down the road someday.
Cheney said he wasn't tempted to take any official action while he had presidential power. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Since former aide Scooter Libby was convicted, the vice president said he's seen Libby socially on a number of occasions. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Tony Taylor, one of the...
Welcome, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM Talk City. We're also very delighted to fill in for my colleague, Peter B. Collins, who is on holiday and will be for the next 2 weeks. You'll be hearing me, and that's at KRXA in Monterey, 540, KGOE in Eureka, 1480, KBBR 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon, and KPOJ 620 in Portland. Let me give you our number once again. If you're local here in Sacramento, where it's about 96, 97 degrees, and we're getting ready to be sprayed with a carcinogenic chemical tonight, folks, it is fun here, let me tell you. Not only is Sacramento the one city other than New Orleans at the highest risk of having broken levees and Katrina-style flooding, but we're getting sprayed tonight with... They keep saying, oh, it's just chrysanthemums. That's what we're spraying you. Because they had one case of West Nile virus. Now, other counties in California had 20 cases, 18 cases, but they didn't spray there or use larvicides. No, no, no. Here in Sacramento, they are spraying us tonight with a chemical, piperonal, which has a, I probably have pronounced it incorrectly, but it is a pesticide which is supposed to kill adult mosquitoes. And it's also a suspected carcinogen. But the paper will say, oh, it's just chrysanthemum flowers. Yeah, about 6% of the substance is chrysanthemum flowers, and the rest of it is this PBO, this stuff. So we're all looking forward to that. See, we have to cover outdoor furniture. If you have drinking water out for your animals, you've got to empty it, bring it in. And, you know, it's just charming. So that's what life is like here. So... just thought you'd like to know that, just a little sense of what we're talking about and where we're calling, where you're listening to here in Sacramento. Once again, the local phone number, 766-1240, the toll-free number if you're out of town, 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. And I was really struck by this story. It's just a little story, you know, not that big, not that much attention given to it. But I thought of a frequent correspondent on this program, my local show here in Sacramento, David Dionisi, who's written a great book, American Hiroshima, in which he says, essentially, that the biggest risk, biggest fear we should have about terrorism in this country would involve nuclear power plants, because it's just so easy. And I hear colleagues of mine say, oh, no, we have to keep fighting over there to keep them from coming here. They've already been here, they, whoever they are, have mostly Saudis, by the way, have already been here. And if we are going to, one colleague of mine in San Francisco, Dr. Bill Wattenberg, frequently says, it's not a question of when, it's not a question of if, but it's just a question of when. There will be nuclear explosions, probably two or three at the same time, crude nuclear weapons, because it's so easy. And he should know, he helped develop the bomb. But, that's why we got to fight them over there in Iraq. And I always want to say, well, if it's a certain thing that we're going to get hit, shouldn't we bring our troops home and our soldiers home and harden up all the targets here? In other words, protect our own country if this is so inevitable. Oh, no, we got to fight them over in Iraq. Okay, because we're trying to steal the oil over there. Well, here's a story out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Thought you'd like to know. Associated Press is reporting. This is a little story, kind of not getting a lot of attention. A driver ran a checkpoint at a nuclear weapons plant today, crashed into a barrier, then fled on foot. Guards at the Y-12 nuclear weapons plant, which is a primary storehouse for bomb-grade uranium. Oh, my goodness, we wouldn't want anyone to get that, would we? Said the man, quote, appeared to be impaired in some way when they stopped him around 5 a.m. at a security checkpoint near a rear entrance. Okay, so you stop him at the checkpoint. They ask him for his ID, but he hit the gas and drove through the checkpoint. So, you know, I'm just Christine Kraft. If I were, running something like the Department of Homeland Security here in the United States, I'd give it a new name, first of all, because that sounds vaguely fascist, don't you think? Homeland Security. I'd call it something else, whatever. I think I would have more than just a friendly guard. Hey there, what you doing? Welcome to Walmart. I would have someone out there at the nuclear power plant. I would have, somebody posted with weapons, perhaps. You know, I mean, that's a good thing. I am a flaming liberal lefty, but I'm also a gun owner. So I think there are times when, you might want to have your weapons at the ready. Or you might want to have, a barrier bigger than just, hey, where are you going? So this guy just gets right on through. At a nuclear weapons plant, security. Yes, they asked, can I see your ID? The man hit the gas, drove through the checkpoint, had no problems at all, crashed in security barriers. Then he jumped out of the car and ran away, left the car there with the engine still running. The guards told him the car had been hot-wired. No weapons in the car. They checked the car very thoroughly before they moved it. They found nothing. Well, that's good. But in another scenario, as David Dionisi writes, all you'd have to do, and you can check out what he has to say at teachpeace.org. It's a great site, teachpeace.org. Maybe we'll get David on in this two-week period while I'm filling in for Peter as well. But it would just take one car that maybe had, somebody in the trunk with a weapon to kill the guards, and boom, there you go. Find that pool of spent fuel, and bingo, there you go. Or steal bomb-grade uranium. Oak Ridge police are still searching for the driver. So it's great security, Homeland Security. It's terrific. I would think the very first thing you want to protect would be your nuclear weapons plants and facilities where, they store bomb-grade uranium. You think you'd have kind of super security there. Am I crazy or what? 766-1240. Don't answer that. Toll free 877-766-1240. Let's see. Who do we go to next? Larry on line one. Hey, Larry, you're on Talk City. How are you?
Christine?
Yeah.
How you doing, kid?
I'm fine. How are you, kid?
Oh, not bad for an 80-year-old.
Yeah?
This is the third time I've called you, and I asked you right off, how's your father?
He's not doing well, quite frankly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I always talk to about a certain draft dodger.
Oh, you mean the president?
No, not that one. That other one named Rim Limbaugh.
Oh, that one. You mean Rush Limbaugh, who wanted to serve his country?
Day after tomorrow, honey, I'm going to celebrate a special day. What do you suppose it is?
I don't know. What is it?
39th year of my retirement from the Army.
Wow.
I never thought I'd get this far. According to the doctor, said I'd never lived to 50. He's dead, and I'm 80.
Now, Larry, let me just tell you something, what you missed out on, being so old and everything. Did you hear out of Cincinnati the story today as the U.S. Army continues to keep thousands of troops deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan? Army recruiters have a new perk to offer the new recruits. Larry, if you were only a recruit now, you'd be a QS or quick shipper. You'd get an additional $20,000 bonus.
I know about that. but the other thing I'm going to tell you about, I don't believe that's a with the racial thing on Michael Vick at all.
No, of course
really,
not.
I
NAACP.
Despite it, the NAACP jumped in it. But, you know, a lot of that goes on down in Georgia and Alabama and all that. I was stationed in Alabama in 1944, and I saw an awful lot of that stuff where blacks, I said whites only, you can't use this, you can't use that. And I never went for that.
And there's cruelty in every race. It's nothing
you got
unique
that correct,
to black
lady.
Or white or anything
and,
else.
I know it, because I'm a veteran of two wars, the Second World War and Korea, and, there, you know, I know about those kind of things. I've been around.
Well, Larry, thank you. Thanks so much for
I heard you mention Hiroshima a while ago.
Yes.
I've been there, too.
Well,
and
check
damn
out
near every city in Japan. I've been in Japan five times.
Check out American Hiroshima, David Dionysio.
I don't know
love
about
the
no
book,
American
Larry.
Hiroshima.
Thanks so much for the call. Let's move on. 766-1240, the local number, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Mike and Davis on line two. Mike and Davis is not happy with me, are you, Mike?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not defending Mr. Vick at all. But
are you sure?
Yeah, but you guys sounded like a bunch of right-wingers.
You guys? Who else
yeah,
is in this
you
room?
Did. He's guilty.
It's just
I know
me.
He's
There's
guilty.
No
he's,
guys here at all, Mike.
He's
hey, Mike.
Girls. You sound like a bunch
Mike.
Of right-wing girls.
One person. Just me.
Well,
no guys.
you and the lady that ended the last segment.
And I'm not a lady. I'm just me.
All right. Well, let's argue about that then. No, I just felt like you guys sounded very right-wing. We know he's not sorry. He did it. He's sorry he got caught. Mm-hmm. 4 years isn't enough. Let's give him 4 years for every dog.
So what sounds
like,
right-wingish
sounds like
to you? That somehow animal cruelty is a partisan issue?
No, the vengeance, the let's get him, let's throw away the key.
No, I want to neuter him. Let me make this very clear to you, Mike, so you get it. I want to neuter him. Then when he's in prison, he can be held down in a rape stand. Thank you so much for the call. And we'll see how well his quarterback, his lovely arm, does in that circumstance. Okay, because in the rape stand, you can't move your paws. I mean arms. Okay. Yeah, no. Wouldn't flinch a bit. I just want to make that very clear. That's just me. And this idea that, oh, if you're on the left, you're a bleeding heart liberal and you're just so compassionate. Oh, it's okay. Nonsense. There are all kinds of liberals. There are all kinds of conservatives. There are real conservatives. And then there are neocons. And by the way, we're going to talk to a true conservative, Bruce Fine, in the 5 o'clock hour. Worked in the Department of Justice under Ronald Reagan, has come out with a scathing call for the impeachment of George Bush for a number of reasons, and we will talk to him. He's a true conservative, not a neocon, all right? There are big differences. So I think you have, sometimes people say, oh, well, if you said so-and-so, and you shouldn't have said that, and you shouldn't say things, if Hillary Clinton does something that you don't like, you probably shouldn't say it, because we liberals all need to think alike. Nonsense. I don't belong to some troop of people who all think alike. Let's hear it for diversity of thought. Okay, so no, I don't think a lot like the sheep will do. I have my own thoughts, and I'm perfectly willing to defend them. I don't feel friendly and warm and cuddly towards Michael Vick. Not now, not ever. Wouldn't mind at all. All right, but I do think it's interesting. If you want to comment about this car crash at the nuclear weapons plant. How come Homeland Security has such poor security for a place where nuclear weapons are stored, where bomb-grade uranium is stored, and all they have is a guard saying, can I see your ID? And they still can't find the guy. That's, you know, you'd think if somebody broke in to the nuclear weapons plant and took, or, you know, was at a place where they could have, I don't know, picked up a little bomb-grade uranium for some sort of use. And, you know, our troops are over there in Iraq fighting, so they couldn't stop this guy. I think the so-called Homeland Security Department needs a name change and needs to think very carefully about, protecting things like nuclear weapons plants. The spokesman for the plant and for the National Nuclear Security.
Okay, you want a website? What next? A lot of people can do the job, but you want innovation at a reasonable price. You want Dale Edward. Dale builds amazing websites with streaming video. Being a pro photographer ensures high-quality content. Websites, wedding, and special events photography, all at a reasonable price. Go to DaleEdward.com or call 277-9847. That's 277-9847.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas. And we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters. Weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
Hey, let's take a look at traffic here in the Monterey, Salinas, Carmel area. Let's do tell you about a problem on northbound 17 just before the Cat's Restaurant. It was a vehicle. It was actually a fire, and it caused quite a bit of a backup. The fire now out. That's the good news. And as a result now, traffic, however, is backed up, but it is starting to recover. CHP and fire crews on scene there. That's pretty much is in the clearing stages at this point. Now, we're also going to mention another problem, as long as our computer allows us to. We are going to mention Highway 1 at Soquel. We had an earlier crash thing off to the right-hand shoulder. Also, CHP is telling us about, as our computer does update here, folks, and I'll tell you about it in just 1 second. Live radio, I love that. Well, I can tell you this, that we do have a problem in Santa Cruz. It's Santa Cruz, Ben Lomond, Fern at Riverside, crashing the shoulder.
Subway sandwich has pickles on it.
My Subway sandwich is a sprinkle of onions, but not too much.
What do I like on my Subway sandwich? Check it out.
Want something simple and delicious? Then try the tuna sandwich at Subway restaurants. Enjoy it on freshly baked bread with your choice of fresh ingredients. Pick one up today.
My Subway sandwich is made 14 stories down. They call me Mr. Double Meat. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Joey Reynolds on the radio on KSAC. I'm on 7 nights a week. Can you imagine that? They got me on more times on this station than any other radio station in the world. So you got a lot of chances to listen to me. I'm on weekdays 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and weekends 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Sacramento's only progressive talk station, 1240 Talk City, KSAC.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft. You're listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station and the whole network of stations that are that Peter B. Collins has. And our phone number, if you're out of town, is 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240 locally, just 766-1240. Let's go right now to line six and talk to the author of Purple America that's in the nation, Bob Moser. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Christine.
Well, it's wonderful to speak with you.
Great to speak
with
you.
Well, it may not be. It might not be so great. We'll find out. No, just kidding.
We will find out.
Will we? Well, now, what's this bit about Purple America? I'm thinking of Barack Obama saying there's not a blue America, there's not a red America, there's a purple America. In other words, we're not just in these two stringent camps that can never change. And you could have fooled me, but up until recently, when we see the president's declining poll numbers, we see that many Americans are now saying, you know, I may be a conservative, but this guy's not what I think of as a great president. We really do. We're starting to have a purple America.
Well, that's right. And actually, I'm focusing in this series. This is the first story in a series that we'll do throughout the campaign. And I'm focusing on states that have been voting red, basically.
Yeah.
And looking at how many of them are turning purple and how that's happening. And part of that is because of Howard Dean's 50-state strategy, which is getting Democrats organized.
They first laughed at Howard Dean when he said you can't just target, you know, do the triangulation and the math and figure out what states you got to win, but you've got to really spread the message, spread the word to all 50, and work really hard, and indeed organize in 50 states, not just write some off as you can't do anything there.
Well, that's right, and they've already seen, we saw in the 2006 midterms, just, you know, a year really after they got this thing going, that there were some pretty surprising results, both on local levels and statewide, and also in some congressional races, in places you never would expect, like Nebraska.
We got one right up here, right up the hill here from Sacramento, is the 4th Congressional District. Mr. John Doolittle is the member of Congress. His house was recently raided, much like Mr. Stevens' house just got raided. I noticed the breaking news about Ted Stevens, but Mr. Doolittle's house was raided. He had a rather close relationship with Mr. Abramoff, whom he calls a friend, and there are all these issues. And it's always been, Doolittle's always been a shoo-in every time he's run for Congress. Well, even in this very, very red district, we had a Democrat who almost beat Mr. Doolittle, came so close that it took your breath away. It was very exciting, and he's going to run again. So,
yes, and I was actually reporting from Western North Carolina, which is one of the more Republican areas of the South, and they elected a congressman. He defeated an 8-term incumbent, Charles Taylor, who also had some corruption problems, and. So we're seeing a lot of that happening, and I think the corruption is part of it, and Bush in Iraq is part of it, and part of it is that people are catching up with what the Republican agenda really is now that they've had, you know, this many years of it, starting with Reagan.
But isn't it, you're talking about North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, a place where to say you're a Democrat is pretty dangerous business. You just don't say that.
You really don't, and that's one of the great things that's happening now. People are getting organized. They have, even in this place where Republicans have outnumbered Democrats 2-1, they have every Democratic precinct in the county is organized. They're going door to door. They're doing lots of community projects, which a lot of Democratic parties locally are doing now. And
they're proving Howard Dean right is what they're doing.
Well, they are. They certainly are. And it's just amazing when you think about the fact that Democrats have not done this. Republicans have been doing it for 30 years, and Democrats have still been running these national campaigns sort of narrowly targeted on, you know, so-called swing states.
Now, what happens, say, my guess is that Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee, because the party is certainly, you know, they always pick the person they're going to back, and that she's the heir apparent, although all that could change. I mean, maybe after Iowa, my candidate's John Edwards, but anyway, I think you could safely say that in many minds, Hillary Clinton is the heir apparent. Is there any love loss between Howard Dean and Hillary Clinton? Is she going to, if she, you know, ends up winning because he's the 50-state strategy and getting people organized, grassroots organization, has been very effective for her. Do you think that she and Dean will have a, you know, come to Jesus, a hugging meeting?
I think it's unlikely, but there's a lot of animosity there, especially with Hillary Clinton's consultants. To kind of see their lucrative TV ads and things going away as the emphasis goes to the grassroots.
To the
and,
people, in other words, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And but I do think that, you know, if she were to win, she would have to recognize that that this has helped her. And the state party, what's happened now, because of what Dean's done, the state parties and the local parties have gained a lot more power and a lot more of a voice in the party, and they're really going to raise hell.
And this is the answer, you know, because people call all the time and say, oh, I'm so frustrated, I could just scream, what can I...
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. The Osgood Files, sponsored by Granger Industrial Supplies, for the ones who get it done. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It's being reported that a group of 40 members of Congress, House and Senate, have decided that it's time for a fundamental change in the way we're fighting the Iraq War. And what's interesting about this is that these 40 are Republicans. More after this from Charlie.
Thank you, Dave. You know, your business can save both time and money when you buy your industrial supplies from Granger, a leading broadline supplier of facilities maintenance products. With more than 400 local branches and Granger.com, Granger helps you to get the supplies you need quickly so you can be more productive. Granger has the right industrial supplies to keep your business running, from safety and material handling to motors, plumbing, and lighting. To learn more about Granger or find a branch near you, visit Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When a professional driver zooms in for a pit stop, his crew gives his vehicle everything it needs for top performance. He needs the best, and so do you. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Our crew is the best in the business. Ford-trained technicians who use genuine Ford parts. Race it for great service deals. Only at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Put the pedal to the metal. Pit Stop Savings Days end September 9th.
The pressure on the president from the Democrats has been to order the troops to withdraw from Iraq by a set deadline. The pressure on the president from the Republican side has been to show some unambiguous results so that when voters ask, what do you think of George Bush, they don't have to pretend they couldn't hear the question. But with Election Day a mere 16 months away, more Republicans are getting squeamish. So here's what they've come up with. Since they're on record supporting the president's position that setting a deadline would lead to defeat, they're proposing instead to limit the mission in Iraq. Stop worrying about which gang runs which neighborhood, and instead focus on fighting Al-Qaeda and training the Iraqi army. No more daily U.S. patrols of Baghdad. It's called the limited mission approach, and it would probably mean sending a lot of combat troops home. They won't say that, of course. Words like deadline or withdrawal will never pass their lips. But you see what they're thinking. They're thinking that if we can't get out, at least we can stop the U.S. death toll from rising. Because they know that if Americans aren't dying, voters won't care that we're still in Iraq with 150,000 soldiers, the way they don't care that we're still in Bosnia with 3,000 soldiers, or in Italy with 13,000, or in Japan with 40,000, or in South Korea with 40,000, or in Germany with 75,000. It may not be a good military strategy, but for a growing number of Republicans, who, unlike the president, do have to worry about the opinion polls, it's about the only political strategy they have left. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Sober Stones, do you have yours yet? Big Sur Jade is now available for you. This rare, beautiful, deep green jade is found in a tiny cove south of Big Sur, used by Native Americans in healing for hundreds of years. Keep one in your pocket to remind you of your commitment to living life present and sober. Go to SoberStones.com, SoberStones.com for your beautiful pocket jade. Touch it, feel it every day. Look at it. Sober Stones.
President Bush says he listens to his military commanders. Well, Mr. President, I was one of those commanders, and you weren't listening when we warned you of the dangers we'd face invading Iraq. Now our military is overcommitted, and America is less secure. Mr. President, you're being told we need serious diplomacy, not escalation, and you're still not listening. If the President won't listen, Congress must.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM, and live also this week from the Left Coast on Peter B. Collins Network, and that would be in Monterey, in Eureka, in Coos Bay, and in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to everybody. I lived down in the Monterey Peninsula for many years, and I'll always miss it. It's wonderful. I know. And when I win the lotto, I'll move back. So very expensive there, but very, very gorgeous. So delighted to be reaching down into that part of the state as well. Our phone number is 766-1240, the toll-free number 877-766-1240. Let's go back to Bob Moser, our author from The Nation magazine, a series of reports, Purple America. Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Listen, I got to ask you one other thing here, and this is really such a key to this, because you mentioned this briefly, how the DLC is probably not too stoked about this, because, in fact, those are entrenched interests, as you write. They've long run things, the entrenched interests have run things with the DNC. I campaigned for Gary Hart in 1984 all over the United States, emceed his big rally in Union Square in San Francisco, et cetera, and then did convention television for the Camber Group at the convention in Moscone Center, and was so shocked to learn, I guess I was pretty naive, that the party had already decided that Mondale was going to be the candidate. There was no way that Gary Hart was going to get a chance at this. It was the party elites who had made that distinction. And you could tell that that was probably not going to be, an effective candidacy, nothing, not to knock Mondale. But the party elites make these choices. What's going to happen if the Dean's strategy of getting people involved in grassroots, real politics at the home level, even in so-called red counties or red districts, getting them involved, they're going to get some of the power, aren't they? If things turn out that the 50 straight strategy is a winner, then isn't it going to take away some of the power from the party elites? And isn't that a good thing, perhaps?
Well, it is going to take away some of their power, hopefully. DNC's made up of members from the states, and they're elected from the states, and so they will have the say over the next chairman and pretty much over the direction of the DNC. And I think that they will, usually they've just endorsed the new president's pick for DNC chair. But I think this time that they will
have a fight.
They will speak up if they don't like him. Yeah.
Now, what happens to if the 50 straight, it sounds like I'm talking about gay rights or something, the 50-state strategy, say that fast, if it is effective and Democrats are elected and that will also be the congressional elections, maybe get a bigger number in the House of Representatives, possibly the Senate, as well as the presidency. There's a lot at stake here. What's going to happen to all the big ticket consultants? Because you write about them. They've been, the polling data, the traditional folks who buy media and sell media. How does it change that game?
Well, I think it changes that game a lot. And part of what's going on is not just the grassroots, but it's also the netroots. And the fact that so much of the campaigns are now moving to the internet, and that's going to bring in a whole different crew of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to think it's going to be a very different group of people, and probably a good difference too.
Did you notice that the Republicans didn't want to do a YouTube debate like the Democrats did?
Yes, which is really astonishing.
Yeah.
Because it shows you, the Republicans have been so far ahead on the technology of elections.
Yes.
For 30 or 40 years
and
now.
And stealing them, too. They're really good at that.
Yes. And now they're sort of, intentionally dropping behind. It's pretty amazing. But that's one of the things that Dean has done at the DNC is emphasize small donors and online donors more and more rather than the big money people. And that's going to have a huge influence as well.
I think this is really exciting, and I think this is a really exciting series to bring people to read this and to understand it. Okay, you are in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Are you going to tell us? You're going to make us wait and read it. Tell us what's your next. Are you going to go to a different red part of the country?
Yes, I'm going to Topeka, Kansas.
Ah!
And where they just elected in 2006 a Democratic congressman for the first time, congresswoman for the first time. In quite a while, and I'm going to go there and look at sort of the backlash in Kansas against evangelical politics, because the really right wing element of the Republican Party had taken over in Kansas, and we've seen a huge shift back to the Democrats.
Isn't that where the Reverend
reaction.
Fred Phelps lives? Isn't it Topeka?
Yes, he is in Topeka,
mm-hmm.
And it's a big place for evangelical politics. But now they've started voting Democratic. partly because the right wing just went way too far.
Way too far. And this idea also of evangelicals looking at sort of the liberal menu, if you could call it that, but environmentalism, global warming, some evangelicals say, well, you know, the earth is for us to dominate and whatever, and others say, no, it's we're the caretakers. And so the ones who see it as caretaker, that's kind of a biblical prescription, whatever, are more likely to contemplate voting maybe for a Democrat.
Well, I think that's right, and it's been very perplexing, I think, to a lot of people why the Christian vote has been so heavily Republican for so long. But it's been because they've been successfully, you know, just emphasizing the abortion and a few other, you know, cultural issues. And I think the purpose-driven church movement, which now I think has 2,000 churches in the country, is really changing things and kind of opening up a much wider social vista.
And so when Dean talked about reaching out to evangelicals and religious groups, and he was poo-pooed for saying that, he was really right on.
He was right on. And it's another thing that's long overdue, because they're, you know, people can read the Bible, and they know that the emphasis in the Bible is not on those issues that they've been pushing for a long time.
Well, can I give you a little heads up about Topeka, Kansas? I don't know if you could still find this woman, but I think she'd be great to talk to for your articles in The Nation. I was a television anchor in Kansas City, Missouri, way back in the dark ages, and rather famously because I got fired and then I sued them, and they told me I was too old, too ugly, and not deferential to men. But in my tenure at that station, and by God, I'm even older, uglier, and less deferential than I was then. My God. I had one trial in federal court, which we won, and then the judge said, now the jury was swayed by pervasive publicity. Let's send it down to Joplin, Missouri, thinking that there would be a town full of people that would not favor some TV anchor woman in a case, and we won there, too. But in my tenure at that television station in Kansas City, I had occasion to go to the State House in Topeka in Kansas. You know, people think Kansas, there's a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri, and they're right next to each other. Anyway, went to Topeka to do a story, and I saw all that kind of, even then, 20-some years ago, it was very red, as things go. But then when I got fired and I drove across the country in my crusty cruiser, my funky old car, I stopped in several places, and just outside of Topeka was the first night where a very nice school teacher let me spend the evening before I set out to drive back to California. I'm talking to this nice school teacher, was a listener, watched me on TV, and she said, oh, would you like some pot? So took me out into the cornfield in Topeka, and there she had these big, tall pot plants, and this was 20-some years ago. So Purple America is out there, baby, I tell you.
I like that.
Let's see if I can go through all my – I don't think I – she'd be a great contact for you, though, to see how she's voting. Not that smoking pot is necessarily – a left-leaning thing, you know.
No, but it's another version of the purpling of America.
Absolutely. Well, and then do you have any other places, or is that enough? Topeka and North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
And after that, it's Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, do you think Mississippi is going to be more difficult than any of these other places in terms of turning purple, or do you think the same sort of trends of people sort of stepping back and contemplating the absolutes and saying, maybe that's not so absolute that I have to be a Republican. Maybe I need to think outside the box. Do you think you'll find that in Mississippi as well?
I think it's possible. And, you know, I went down, actually, I was down there in March and went to a training that Democracy for America, Dean's old group, had.
Mm-hmm.
For
in Mississippi.
Activists, for Democratic activists in Mississippi. And they had the largest turnout they've had anywhere in the country.
Four people. No.
More than 91 people.
Well, that's something.
91 people sitting there, you know, calculating Democratic performance indexes and, you know, sitting through fundraising workshops and everything. It's very interesting. And, you know, in Mississippi, you know, partly because of the minority population, but there's a huge Democratic base there. And so you really start out with about 40% of the vote guaranteed every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a lot
to work
there's
with.
Not, there's not a lot to do. But, you know, the Republicans there... Once again, Haley Barbour, as the governor, has brought some serious Christian politics, but also some serious corruption into the state.
Yes, some serious disrepute. I keep thinking of him on some boat taking a bribe someplace. Don't you think that the Mississippi, of course, impacted by Hurricane Katrina, too, that some of that will start to play out? Because if you know somebody who has been injured, not just by a natural disaster, but by a disaster fueled by ineptitude on the part of the Army Corps of Engineers and huge ineptitude on the part of our government, you're likely to maybe sort of think outside the box.
Well, that's right. And actually, the Mississippi coast has been one of the most Republican parts of the state. And there are already signs there in 2006. There was a lot of turnover to Democrats in local elections there. And so there are some signs that people are waking up, even if that's what it took.
But let me ask you, in the Deep South and in some of these places you're going, are people going to become Democrats and vote for a woman or an African-American?
You know, what I always hear from people, of course, is I have no problems with a woman or an African-American.
Right. Someone else might.
Other people will. And it's hard to tell. It was interesting, the Tennessee, in Harold Ford's race in Tennessee last year, that there was a trend broken in that race, because normally a black candidate for a statewide office will do much better in the final polls than he does actually on election day.
Yeah.
The theory being that people will go and think,
say one thing to a pollster, and then when they get into the voting booth, even if it's a Diebold voting machine.
And this time it didn't happen. He actually did better at the polls than he had on election day than he had done in the polls. So that's an interesting thing. You know, it suggests that maybe the time has enough time has passed from the civil rights backlash in the South that people are ready and at least to vote for a black candidate.
But what about for a woman?
I think that actually will be tougher in the South. The South has many more elected officials, black elected officials, than any other place in the country,
and
which they should because
women.
Of the population.
Yeah.
But I think it may be tougher for a woman, partly because there is, even among Democrats, politics are about getting mad. And Democratic politics in the South tend to be very populist. And there's something, there's something associated with that that's a bit on the macho side.
But you think a woman can't work up the same sort of aggression that a man can?
I think that's right, and I think there's just less familiarity, unfortunately, in the South voting for women than there is voting for black candidates.
Well, maybe if Hillary flashes even more cleavage, that could work. I don't know if that would work to her advantage or disadvantage. You know, this big story about the cleavage, the Washington Post devoting endless column inches, and other pundits, oh my God, she has a bosom.
Right.
No? And I don't know how this plays in the Deep South, or if it
plays at
all.
I think it would play both ways. It would help with some people and probably hurt with some people, but probably help her with men, I guess. And that's where she's going to have the most trouble, no doubt.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens when Hillary moves down into Mississippi to campaign, and what her southern strategy is. We'll see if she has lower or higher neckline.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
We were looking for an inclusive community, so we joined a Unitarian Universalist church where we can really live our values.
Did you know the American Red Cross, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU, and the SPCA were all founded by Unitarians or Universalists?
Imagine a denomination that walks its talk. When Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to clergy to join protesters in Selma, Alabama, more than one-third of the Unitarian Universalist parish ministers answered his call.
And Unitarian Universalists are still fighting for justice today. We're speaking up everywhere for marriage equality, for reproductive rights, for the environment, and for our civil liberties.
A denomination with progressive values makes a difference in today's world. Unitarian Universalists. Come visit our church on the Monterey Peninsula at 490 Aguajito Road at the top of Carmel Hill. Visit our website, uucmp.org, or call 624-7404.
And let's update you with traffic. Let's take a look at the latest problem. Got a problem to tell you about. It's in Ben Lomond Fern Lane at Riverside. It's an accident on the right shoulder. Two vehicles involved in this particular crash. And we also want to update folks on another situation. It was a northbound 17 at the Cats. It was a fire. The fire is out, which is good news. And actually, everything's off to the right-hand shoulder. In fact, traffic really pretty much fully recovered at this point, so it is at the speed limit. No other problems to report in Monterey, Salinas, or Carmel at this point. And this report is brought to you by Domino's Pizza. What the heck
happened? 01.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen inviting you to join me early mornings on Talk City, 1240 AM.
How much money do you make for doing...
Astra scale would be $800.
Yeah.
And then you get residual from...
Pay up, buddy.
Fun with the issues and more. Early mornings before Stephanie Miller on Talk City, 1240 AM.
Come join us. Doug Steffen's good day.
Change the world, starting with one step.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Christine Kraft, and I'm filling in for Peter B. Collins this week and next in Monterey, Eureka, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland, Oregon. That's KRXA 540 in Monterey, KGOE in Eureka, 1480, KBBR 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon, and KPOJ 620 in Portland. Welcome, everybody. And we'll have all kinds of interesting guests for you. Every Wednesday, I do a special segment on this program called Ask a Muslim. Yes, it's true. And so if you have any questions you want to ask a Muslim, I got a Muslim for you. I do. Bassem El Kara, he is the head of the local Council on American Islamic Relations. I see him in Congress someday. I just know he will. He's just very talented and terrific young man, and he'll ask, and he can handle hostile phone calls and positive ones and all of that. So I just want to give you a heads up about that on Wednesday. Also, starting Wednesday in the 5 o'clock hour, right at the end of the show, every day, just right at the end of the show, you will actually hear from, if all goes well, a pair of folks, Dr. Molly Fry and her husband, Dale Schaefer, who is a lawyer, and they're both being prosecuted for manufacturing marijuana for her compassionate care patients. She is a survivor of breast cancer, double mastectomy. And marijuana got her through that in terms of the pain and the nausea and all of that, and she prescribes it under California law, Proposition 215, the Compassionate Care Initiative. The voters of California said a long time ago, we want doctors to be able to prescribe marijuana for sick patients. Federal government says that? Nope, there's absolutely no evidence that marijuana helps anybody do anything except, what, eat Doritos. I don't know. Why are you so upset about it? And we want the federal government to go after the bad guys, you know, like the guy who's going through the barrier at the nuke plant. Go after him. Leave the poor, sick person who's smoking marijuana alone, all right? So anyway, there is a federal trial in federal district court right here in Sacramento that begins on Wednesday, and I've asked Molly and Dale, their lawyer, the very famous J. Tony Serra, trying to get him in here, too, just every day at the end of trial to let us know what actually went on in the courtroom, obviously from their perspective. But I doubt if any of the newspapers are really going to follow that story day in and day out. So we have followed their story for a long time. We will have them in just for a brief little snippet you know, each day kind of update us. The trial's supposed to last for a month, so you'll hear their saga and hopefully get interested and follow that story. What that involves is something called jury nullification. Some of you probably know about this, probably a lot of you do, in which if you find, well, I'm looking at the letter of the federal law and they violated it, oh, yes, but the federal law really sucks, let's put it that way, because there is evidence. University of California at San Francisco and other research facilities have shown that marijuana helps sick people with their pain, with their inability to eat, all of these things that can make the quality of life for somebody who's very sick much, much better. All right? And so there is evidence. It is peer-reviewed science. So the federal government is just way behind. So what the jurors need to do in that case is just takes one of them to say, not guilty. Not because they haven't violated the federal statute, which the federal government seems to think that even though the marijuana in question in this case never went from one state to another, that somehow the Commerce Clause gives them jurisdiction over, because by God, it could have. So federal law trumps California law. That's got to stop. So very important, key, significant case, and we will talk with them starting on Wednesday, just for a few minutes each day, and you'll get to learn about that. Our phone number is 766-1240, locally in Sacramento and on Peter B's network, 877-766-1240. Let's go to Laura in Sacramento on line one. Hi, Laura, you're on Talk City.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, first I want to welcome all your Peter B. Collins listeners and let them know that I'm prepared today to make an offer of a mason jar full of sunny Sacramento sunshine for a mason jar full of cool coastal fog.
Ocean breeze.
And that offer stands for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, it's probably going to keep standing, my dear. Because everybody in Sacramento, if you pick up Sacramento Magazine, what's it full of? Great getaways. How to get to the beach.
So I wanted to go back to your topic prior to your guest speaker, who was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the lack of security or absence of security in nuclear power plants.
Oak Ridge,
and you could probably extend that to chemical plants or petroleum plants.
This is the stuff that should be most heavily guarded, don't you think?
I do. And I think there are simply two reasons why they're not.
Why?
The first is...
Are you going to really say this, what I think you're going to say? You probably are. It needs to be said. Go ahead.
The first is the cost of security comes at the cost of profits.
Right.
And profits implies that someone is responsible. And so if you do not acknowledge that there's some kind of responsibility, because those who stand to profit don't want you to know about it or discuss it, they don't have to do it.
And so this little story is getting not much play. It's an AP story out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, buried in the day's news. I'll be surprised and amazed and happy, actually. I kind of have CNN on when I'm in here in the studio. I'm just sort of looking over. I haven't seen anything on it yet. Maybe I've missed it. Anybody out there in the Peter B. Collins Network heard anything about the driver running a checkpoint at a nuclear weapons plant today, crashing into a barrier, fleeing on foot? This is a plant that makes bomb-grade uranium, and or some doesn't make it, apparently. It's the Y-12 nuclear weapons plant, a primary storehouse for bomb-grade uranium. They still haven't caught the guy. I think that's a pretty serious story. Hey, Laura?
Yes?
You still there?
I am.
So, anyway...
Christine, I would offer that this might be the worst example of corporate welfare, where they have so socialized the cost to privatize the profit. If something terrible happens, if that, in fact, is a true story and that intention was successful, we would all be collectively paying a horrendous price.
We would be,
particularly the people in
Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And additionally, of course, the neocons would say, oh, look, a second Pearl Harbor. Are you afraid? Very afraid. Let's go keep fighting them over there instead of protecting our plants here.
And keep your wallet open and stay on your knees. So... again, if those that are responsible for that should rightfully bear the cost would make the smaller investment in protection in advance so that we don't all have to collectively pay the cost of...
Laura, you know the lip service here is, oh, yes, we've got the Homeland Security Department now. Boy, you got George Bush, you got the Homeland Security Department. Boy, I'll tell you, they're doing such a great job. I'm sorry.
It's flim-flammery.
Steve Wyatt, spokesman for the National Nuclear Security Administration in Oak Ridge, which oversees the plant, this is the government, downplayed the crash, saying it was next to nothing. It was really nothing. Let me mention again, the plant makes and dismantles uranium parts in nuclear warheads. No big whoop. And, Laura, I know you know about this. David Dionysius's great book, American Hiroshima, teachpeace.org for more information on that. Thank you for
Thank
the
you.
Call, Laura. All right. Okay, folks, you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, and, of course, Peter, I was going to say Phil Collins, you know, the musician. No, Peter B. Collins, his entire network. We'll be back after the news. Stay with us. I just knew too
much. Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Chief Justice John Roberts, who had a seizure on a golf course 14 years ago, had another one today. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod says it happened on Hupper Island off the coast of Maine.
He fell on his dock after suffering the seizure at his vacation home about 70 miles northeast of Portland, Maine. Taken to the hospital, minor scrapes, given a thorough neurological evaluation. His office says he checked out and is, quote, fully recovered and will spend the night in a hospital only as a precaution.
Dr. J.P. Moore at New York Presbyterian Hospital says the Chief Justice's doctors will want to get to the bottom of this before they release him.
The important thing is to be sure that the seizure is quickly explained as not being due to some detectable disease of the skull, the surface of the brain, or the brain itself.
Roberts is 52. According to the Supreme Court press office, his doctors describe this as a benign idiopathic seizure, in other words, an isolated event. A panel of experts says the diabetes drug Avandia should remain on the market despite evidence that it increases a patient's risk of heart attack. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has more.
The panel wants additional studies that spell out the risks more clearly. It rejected warnings from top FDA scientist David Graham that Avandia's risks far outweigh any benefits.
Waiting for these studies will ensure an additional 1,600 to 2,500 adverse cardiovascular events per month.
But doctors and patients such as Charlie Steele argued Avandia shouldn't be taken from diabetics helped by it.
With this epidemic, we need all the weapons to fight this disease that we can.
The FDA is expected to follow the panel's advice and allow Avandia to be sold with strong new warnings. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana says, aside from his dad, the most influential person in his life was Bill Walsh, who coached the San Francisco 49ers to 3 Super Bowl wins. Walsh died today at 75. He'd been battling leukemia. Walsh was credited with developing some of the most innovative offensive plays in the NFL, the so-called West Coast offense. Randy Cross was one of his players.
We respected and liked the coach, but I think we learned to love the man after we all stopped playing.
Walsh was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1993. Tony Blair is gone, but after talks at Camp David, it's clear President Bush still has a British ally in Iraq.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The President and the British Prime Minister appear to agree on the most pressing issue, Iraq war strategy. Gordon Brown publicly reassured the President about Britain's role there. London is still on course for a gradual troop withdrawal, but Brown echoed the President's frequent pledge to base decisions on advice from military commanders. The President's take on his new British partner?
He gets it.
Mr. Bush said they absolutely found common ground. Turnaround day on Wall Street, the Dow up 92 points to 13,358, the Nasdaq gained 21. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm a craving. You're familiar with my work. Everything's hunky-dory, and wham, you got a craving only a Subway sandwich can satisfy. Like wham, a Subway melt loaded with melty cheese, bacon, ham, and turkey. And there's wham, the meat-nificent chicken and bacon ranch, and the tasty tuna sub. And all I can say is you can run, but you cannot hide.
When a craving hits, only a mouth-watering Subway sub will do.
Wham! Gotcha!
Subway is a registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
Michael Vick says he's sorry for the trouble he's caused the Atlanta Falcons and owner Arthur Blank.
It's a crisis situation for me, but I'm going to get through it. And by the grace of God, that's about the only way.
Vick talked to CBS radio station WVEE-FM as his crisis situation was worsening. Reporter Pete Combs has the latest.
The case against Falcons quarterback Michael Vick may be a lot stronger now that co-defendant Tony Taylor has copped a plea in Richmond federal court. Taylor admits to charges related to dogfighting, some of the same charges Vick faces. And even though he apparently hasn't made any deal with prosecutors, Taylor is cooperating in the investigation. Prosecutors say Taylor tells them Vick financed the dogfighting operation, headquartered it at his home near Newport News, fronted the gambling money, and then split the proceeds. Vic goes to court in November. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
A driver who led police on a chase through the Dallas area today says he was rushing his sick cat to a vet and didn't stop because he was hoping the cops would just stop following him. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99.
Aflac!
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hello there, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, 1240 AM Talk City. Additionally, we are speaking to Peter B. Collins' excellent audience, and that would be at KRXA 540 in Monterey, KGOE 1480 in Eureka, KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon, that's 1340, and KPOJ 620 in Portland, Oregon. Our next guest is none other than Bruce Fine. He's a constitutional and international lawyer with Bruce Fine and Associates. He served as Associate Deputy Attorney General under Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, and he was a member of the ABA, the American Bar Association, Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements, and he is coming out. Here's a piece in the Washington Monthly, Restrain This White House, and he is writing about impeachment in the for the San Francisco Chronicle, that podcast you can pick up. Just go to sfgates.com. He did an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle's editorial page editor, John Diaz, explaining why he believes George W. Bush's foreign policies are making Americans less safe and why the president and vice president, for starters, ought to be impeached. Welcome, Bruce Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, my pleasure to speak with you. I understand you're talking to the Commonwealth Club.
Tomorrow evening, that's correct, and hope to inform them as to why sometimes being lawless, even in the name of national security, makes us less safe rather than more safe.
Well, I certainly do agree with you, and I think there is probably a fundamental difference between true conservatives and the folks who are currently in power. Would you agree?
Yes, I think that both President Bush and Vice President Cheney have abandoned the conservative cornerstones of the Founding Fathers, which was that all unchecked power is dangerous, men and women aren't angels, separation of powers and skepticism of government and transparency are the coins of the realm if we want to maintain our democracy. And these two gentlemen thrive in secrecy. They believe that the Constitution is something to be sneered at. It's a barnacle to be avoided if you're in the presidency, and are setting precedents that will lie around like loaded weapons for any future office
yes.
holder to destroy and intimidate rivals and dissidents.
And in the very least, if you talk about Iraq, certainly I hear this, oh, well, you know, we got to fight them there before they come here. We understand now pretty much, I think, people of all political stripes kind of realize, at least most Americans do, that this president knowingly lied us into a war, invading a sovereign nation based on lies, and then occupying that country. That seems to me just so blatant, so unbelievable. And yet you do see some Republicans jumping ship rather tenuously, and Democrats being, for some reason, afraid to go forward. In fact, quite famously, Barack Obama has said, impeachment, oh, I would reserve that for only the most grave offense, or words to that effect. And I'm wondering, what the heck is he talking about? Is this not enough?
A couple of observations. It's unfortunate George Bush isn't the only president who lied about wartime. You may recall, if you don't go back too much longer, to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which there was a false statement that the North Vietnamese had attacked a couple of our patrol boats. They're
yes.
called the Turner Joy and the Maddox.
I'm 62, so I do recall.
Right, so you
how
you
naive
understand.
I am to think, well, what, you know, didn't right. we learn our lessons here?
But, it's certainly true that it's ordinarily not just one isolated act that justifies impeachment. But I don't know if Barack Obama is playing Rip Van Winkle for his last term of Senate, if he doesn't understand it's hardly Iraq is the only exercise that's clearly an abuse. For instance, shortly after 9/11, the president ordered the National Security Agency to intercept our emails and phone conversations and claimed the authority to break and enter homes, even kidnap and torture to gather foreign intelligence. And
what
even,
Eighth Amendment?
Excuse me?
I was going to say
Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
Well,
gutting the Constitution.
It still exists, yes. It's a Fourth Amendment that protects us all against unreasonable searches and seizures, and ordinarily in recognition that the executive branch is inclined to be overzealous requires a judicial supervision of searches and seizures to avoid situations where we have something like the Stasi in East Germany, the
yeah.
police and intelligence people hounding us in all of our private space and making us fearful to speak by worrying about a retaliation and blackmail or otherwise. We had this experience when there were no checks during the years really post-World War II up until Watergate. We had 30 years of illegal mail openings by the CIA and FBI, 30 years of illegal interceptions of telegrams, spying on dissidents of the war, hoping to pin some foreign influence over them. The CIA had collected over 10,000 names of Americans, including Jane Fonda, as national security dangers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the lesson of enacting the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was. The executive branch couldn't be trusted, just like any other branch with unchecked power. And so you wanted a judge to say, yes, you can spy, but you've got to show us some reasonable cause to believe that your target is, in fact, implicated in international
terrorism.
And not
even probable cause. In FISA court, I mean, it's kind of a standard. I mean, they rarely say no to any of these
yeah,
requests.
Yeah, take for example,
yeah.
under this pertinent statute, over 20-some years, the court had granted 20,000 warrants and denied 3.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty, you know, it's hard to imagine, you know, even Barry Bonds at his, you know, his most imaginative phase couldn't have imagined, you know, a batting average like that. And the argument that the statute simply was unworkable is simply untenable. The administration has never given any reasons why the statute couldn't be complied with,
oh, yes,
other than
did,
the fact
Bruce.
That they just wanted to spy on everyone.
He did, Bruce. He said, well, that was 1970, and this is 2005.
Yeah. Well, that's sort of what he said. Actually said this is 2001. But the fact is, if times change, you go ask the Congress to change the statute.
Right.
You don't say, well, I'll just flout the law. That's not how you do things in the United States of America. Maybe you do that way in Russia. Maybe you do that way in China. This is the United States.
That's
we
right.
have laws and ways in which you convince people that there's a defect in the statute and need to amend it.
And some would even argue that the FISA court is in and of itself is unconstitutional, since their approval can come up to, what, 72 hours or some number of hours?
Well, there's the statute, at least Congress has given the administration 72 hours in cases of emergencies to begin the spying before you go to the FISA court and obtain a warrant. And I think people recognize that. The process, however, is utterly essential to all of our civil liberties. The history of all freedom is a history of procedural protections, making sure the government goes through the hoops to avoid these abuses. Remember, in World War II, Franklin Roosevelt said there are 120,000 disloyal Japanese Americans. We've got to herd them into concentration camps. That was 120,000 errors, 120,000 lives traumatized and largely destroyed for 4 years.
And we need to make certain. Ultimately, the Korematsu case.
Yeah, with Korematsu and Hirabayashi, the Supreme Court said, well, even if racial distinctions are odious to a free people, maybe they're not so odious when we're fighting the Japanese. And this was really a disgrace, a blot on the American escutcheon, and Congress apologized it many years later. Well, we don't want to go through another 120,000 errors. That's why we have these procedural protections. And President Bush and Vice President Cheney have ignored virtually all of them. They've created these military commissions which play judge, jury, and prosecutor in the trial of war crimes. Well, when you play judge, jury, and prosecutor, how many not guilty verdicts do you get? None. In the matter of enemy combatants, the president and vice president have claimed on the basis of the president's say-so alone, he can identify any American citizen as someone who's affiliated with or supports Al-Qaeda. Supporting could be as much as giving them a morale boost and detain them indefinitely in Guantanamo Bay, deny them access to a lawyer, and that's the equivalent of a life sentence. Now, it's true the president, from what we know, has not exercised that power more than three times. But you remember the precedent is there's another 9/11, he could exercise it 3,000 times or 300,000 times. And moreover, he could utilize it to try to chill dissenters, because you can oftentimes, when you're in power, delude yourself into thinking anyone who's a critic of you must be disloyal, must be a traitor. That's a tendency for those who are in power. Sure. And that's why this authority is something that's calculated to suppress political dissidents and opposition to those in power. That's why it's asserted.
Now, you write in this piece that I'm looking at in the Washington Monthly, oh, horror of horrors, in one sense, if the Democrats gain more seats in the House and the Senate and take the presidency, because there would be, as a true conservative, you talk about their lack of foreign policy, really. You talk about, oh, we're going to have command and control laws requiring windmills on every farm. However, so conservatives should weep if Democrats prevail, but perhaps not. And you're talking about these fundamental principles, separation of powers, et cetera. Why do you think the Democrats have been so loath to even say the I word, as if it's a swear word that can't be spoken?
Well, they've really shown themselves to be the party of invertebrates, if I don't want to be too cynical. And the first thing Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, said when she was elected was, the I word is off the table. We don't want to be too contentious. We don't want to be obstreperous. Well, the reason why we have political parties is to give the voters a choice, and they rather spoke clearly on November, and maybe the Democrats just didn't get it. But there's this enormous fear and timidity in the party, thinking that if they do anything critical of Bush, they'll look weak on terrorism, weak on defense, and they may lose their control. Well, they're more in danger of losing authority if they do nothing and really infuriate those who voted for them in the belief that they, in fact, wanted to be a party with a new mission, a new sense of congressional oversight of the executive branch that was missing with the Republicans.
And if George Bush and Dick Cheney are not impeached, what lesson does that create for, I mean, if the Democrats decide it's not politically what they want to do in their triangulation, blah, 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 what message does that send for the future in terms of what presidents can get away with? Maybe the Democrats want to get away with the same sort of garbage that George Bush and Dick Cheney have. I don't know.
Well, I think that's in fact one element, certainly probably behind some of the candidates' thinking. And that's really, see, I don't think this is a Republican or Democrat issue, because I've approached every single candidate with what I call an American Freedom Agenda pledge, asking them to say that if they're elected president, they won't issue signing statements whereby they sign a bill into law and say they'll ignore it. If they're elected president, they won't kidnap people and imprison them and torture them abroad in violation of international law and all decency. If they're elected president, they will not spy on us in violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. All of these abuses I've asked them to renounce as candidates, and other than Ron Paul, all of them at present have remained silent.
Can we keep you for just a bit longer?
Certainly.
Can you take a short break? We'll be back with Bruce Fine right after this.
If you talk too much, my head will explode. If you talk too much, my head will explode. If you talk too much, my head will explode.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Carmel's community bookstore, The Pilgrim's Way, is a locally owned independent bookstore and has been for nearly 40 years.
Discover for yourself our intimate and unique setting, including the secret garden, known locally as a hidden treasure in downtown Carmel. Our friendly staff at Pilgrim's Way are available to assist you with any personal needs or gift buying. And our book selection offers the best of personal development, local interest, bestsellers, novels, children's, and metaphysical, plus much, much more. We have great music and healing tools, cards, and garden statuary.
Visit us at www.pilgrimsway.com or call 624-4955 or visit the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel's only bookstore, and the Secret Garden on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in Carmel.
Hello, everybody. Let's take a look at the latest. And then we're going to start off with Salinas, southbound 101 up to Baranda. What do we got? We got several boxes in the lanes being reported there. Highway 17, no problems to report there. That is great news. We do have some problems in Greenfield. It's, 101 southbound after Oak Avenue, a crash on the right shoulder, an SUV and a big rig involved. Santa Clara County, Highway 152 westbound before 156. We have a vehicle that skidded off the roadway and it hit one of those call boxes that you folks may be familiar with. In Prunedale, we have a problem on southbound 101 at San Miguel Road. It is a box, and watch out, folks. Lots of nails scattered in the roadway, so watch out. It looks like a couple of cars maybe pulled over. Got some nails in their tires, so they're off to the shoulder. A support brought to you by Domino's Pizza. Join Domino's Great Pizza Debate and choose your favorite large one-topping Brooklyn-style pizza or medium cheese Philly cheesesteak for just $9.
Sacramento's only progressive talk station, 1240 Talk City, KSAC.
Ah!
listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC, and additionally, our listeners joining us this weekend, next, Peter B. Collins Listener Network, that's in Monterey, Eureka, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland as well. We are on the line with Bruce Fine. He's in San Francisco. Welcome back, Bruce. How are you? Still fine, I hope?
Yes.
Good. Nothing happened in those few
minutes. Not to put too fine a point on it, right?
Exactly. Now, I noticed here in your curriculum vitae that you were a member of the American Bar Association's Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements. Would you tell us what's a legitimate signing statement and what isn't?
Yes, just for some background, presidents oftentimes, they participate in legislation. They may get sponsors in the House and the Senate and negotiate with the various leaders in the committees on the language that is hammered out typically in compromises between the Congress and the president. And oftentimes the compromise language may be ambiguous. Courts of law regularly look at members' statements and committee reports on legislation and trying to interpret an ambiguous term. Mm-hmm. And occasionally the president, and I participate in writing some of these, in signing a bill into law would say, well, I participated in this legislative process, and I think this ambiguous statement it should be interpreted to mean something.
Yeah.
And that kind of signing statement may be used by a court. It's relatively infrequent. It actually hasn't happened more than once every 10 years to say, all right, this is an ambiguous term, and the president's viewpoint of how it should be interpreted should be given a little weight like congressional members are.
Right.
Now, but the statements that have created controversy and provoked the ABA task force is quite of a different genre. The president signs a bill into law, and then he says, I've looked at provisions 1, 2, 3, 4, and I determine they're unconstitutional and I won't enforce them. it's the equivalent of an absolute line item veto. He picks and chooses the parts that he likes. Mm-hmm. Says, all right, I'll enforce those. The others, I will, on my own, after I sign the bill into law, won't enforce them. Now, remember, the president's duty is to try to faithfully execute the Constitution in all his official acts. And the Founding Fathers intended that if he confronted a bill that he thought was unconstitutional in whole and part, he'd veto it. If he vetoed it, Congress could override it. Regularly, when presidents have done this, they've deleted the offending provisions and passed it again. Mm-hmm. Even if the Congress overrides the bill that the president thinks is unconstitutional, the president can defer enforcement of that in the sense of requiring Congress to file their own briefs to defend the constitutionality of a statute, mm-hmm. and have the opposing party try to uphold or
kind of sustain. A balance of powers deal.
Yes, exactly. It's a balance of powers in the legislative process. But what the president has done here is take a Supreme Court decision called Clinton versus New York, which held the line item veto unconstitutional, and really tried to circumvent that by saying, all right, if I can't get a line item directly, I'll just do it by saying I'll have a line item veto by declaring the parts I don't like unconstitutional and simply not enforcing them. And that's simply not acceptable. It gives the president far too much power in the legislative process. And the difficulty is that in many, if not most, of the cases where the president exercises this authority. For instance, he'll say, I sign this Intelligence Oversight Act, and every year it has a provision directing the president not to use our military in Colombia to fight the narco-terrorists. Mm-hmm. And he'll say, but I'm treating that provision against using our military in Colombia as advisory only. Well, who has standing to challenge that? An ordinary citizen does not, so nope. That when the president issues these statements, he is able to keep the constitutionality of what he's done out of court, mm-hmm. and therefore he has the final say of his own powers. And, of course, no person should be a judge in his own case, especially when you're talking about the powers over war and peace.
Did you hear today that Chief Justice Roberts had a seizure at his home in Maine?
Yes. John is a longtime friend of mine, and fortunately the reports indicate that there's nothing serious in the view of the doctors who are treating him. I think he last had something like this 1993, which is many years ago. He certainly is in good health when I see him, and I feel confident that this is not a serious element here.
You know, there were some jokes, of course, and I hate to say this about your friend, but some suggested that perhaps if he had just hit his head and was really fine physically but had a complete change in philosophy, you don't think that's the case.
No.
Let me ask you about this one more thing about impeachment, and that is, in my view, and I'm old enough to remember Richard Nixon, who was not impeached, and certainly old enough to remember Bill Clinton, who was and who was not convicted, if George Bush were to be impeached by the House of Representatives, Do you think that, because I sort of think of him with the signing statements and the constitutional gutting, I didn't even mention habeas corpus, but in any event, that he would be probably, because something of a bully, and bullies don't like to face the music. And someone said, we don't have the votes in the Senate. We don't have the votes in the Senate. But so what if you were to actually impeach him and bring a trial in the Senate in front of the whole world to watch? I have a feeling that Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush wouldn't stick around for that trial. What do you think about that?
Well, they might. They might not. It does seem to me that the educational process of the impeachment in the House of Representatives itself would be very constructive. Oh. It's just like prosecutors may bring a case and they don't know in advance whether the jury will convict. If you've got a good case and you think it should be convincing, then you should move forward. With Nixon, I think even though the House didn't impeach, the House Judiciary Committee did vote the articles of impeachment, and then Nixon resigned, really, to escape what would have been a foregone impeachment and then conviction in the Senate. To some degree, I suppose that was regrettable because it then forewent the instructional or public education process.
Right.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Cornucopia and Bruno's Markets Carmel, Carmel Valley Market, Grove Market, PG, Staff of Life and New Leaf Markets, Santa Cruz, and Star Market, Salinas. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Carmel Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid Carmel Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Carmel Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmel Valley Valero. Putting the service back in service stations.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli, with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Named the best female talk show host in Sacramento by the Sacramento News and Review, you're listening to The Christine Kraft Show.
Yeah, that's me, Christine Kraft. Welcome, everybody. And our extended lineup for the next 2 weeks, Peter B. Collins, my colleague, who has a network of stations where he broadcasts every day from 3 to 6, and then at KPOJ as well in Portland, it repeats Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. We are on KRXA at 540. That's the station down in Monterey, California, my old stopping grounds. KGOE, 1480 in Eureka. KBBR, 1340 in Coos Bay, Oregon. And KPOJ, 620 in Portland, Oregon. Welcome, everybody. And here are the phone numbers. If you're local, 766-1240. If you're not a local yokel, you want to call in on 877-766-1240. That's right, the national number, 877-766-1240. Oh, my goodness, here's an interesting story. This is, and let me just say, I probably will do more in the next 2 weeks on the boobin' grabber. You go, what did she just say? That's right, the boobin' grabber. And my colleague Bernie Ward came up with that name, and it's a great one. I think it's perfect for the boobin' grabber, the governor of California. He's turning 60. Is it today or tomorrow? Whatever. And so you will hear some more about the boobin' grabber. He's being characterized as some great environmental hero. Oh, he's on the cover of this magazine and that magazine. Let me just say this about that. The man wears makeup on his hands. Did we say more? Oh, he's done so much for the environment. What? I'd like to know. It's all, he's still driving the Hummers. Okay, so this is rhetoric and not truth. Oh, he's tough. He's going to be tough on the Republicans, and he's going to be tough on the environment. I've yet to see any changes at all in terms of helping the environment, but there's an image being built here. So we will talk about the boobin' grabber in further conversations this week or next, I promise you, from a perspective. We're just a stone's throw from the Capitol right here, so we will give you some inside information from Sack of Tomatoes, Sacramento, where it's going to be 101 tomorrow, and they're going to spray us tonight with carcinogenic agent. That's right, to kill the mosquitoes. They've got one case of West Nile virus. Now, other counties in California have 20, 25 cases. They're not spraying adulticide, different than a larvicide. But they're going to spray this stuff here, and they're going to say, oh, it's really just chrysanthemums. About 6% of it comes from a chrysanthemum flower. The rest of it, despite the, including the inert ingredients, is presumably carcinogenic PBO. So we're going to get sprayed with that tonight, and they'll bake it in on us. See, tomorrow we'll get sprayed tonight, and then we'll bake it in on us tomorrow. And the mosquitoes will still bite, okay? So that's what we're dealing with here. Let's go to Nancy on line one because I know she wants to tell us something neat. Hey, Nancy, you're on Talk City and other stations. How are you?
Christine, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
I'm so happy that I'm calling in right now because you just had Bruce Fine on.
He was great, wasn't he?
I loved him.
I talked to him for 10 hours.
Yeah, and the reason that I'm glad I'm following him is because I wanted to make an announcement about a nonpartisan group called Save the Constitution. We're working toward impeaching Bush and Cheney, and we're having a meeting tonight from 7 to 9
mm-hmm.
at the Blanchard Room of the Davis Public Library.
Davis, California,
yeah. I had to say that. At 315 East 14th Street, and then there will be another meeting August 16th, but I'll call back later about that.
And this is not nonpartisan, so you don't have to be in any particular party,
right.
But if you think impeachment is appropriate, if you think the Constitution needs defending, and if you're a true conservative, you will feel that way. And if you are a liberal or Democrat who loves your country, you will feel similarly. And this is a way to reach out to people and say, we've got common ground here. That's our Constitution, no matter what our party is. We need to make sure that it works.
Yeah, and that's why I was glad that Mr. Fine mentioned that when he was talking to you, that this is cuts across party lines, because
Absolutely. That's
our approach to it. So anyway, hopefully
people
will
come. What are you going to do with the meeting? You're going to
This meeting tonight, we're going to talk about two of our members have written a really great letter/petition that we want to present to our congressperson. And also, so we're going to kind of finalize that. And then We also, well, the first meeting was last week, and we showed the video of Bruce Fine and John Nichols on the Moyers show, the interview they did about impeachment.
Right.
And a number of people hadn't seen it, in its entirety. So it was really very
helpful. How did you get this video? Because we got people listening in Oregon and other parts of California. Say they wanted to do maybe a house party and show that video or a similar meeting, kind of grassroots organizing around this issue. How did you acquire it?
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not the person who actually arranged the meeting, so I don't know how she got the video. But I know that...
But
that,
she got it. It's doable.
Yes. Well, I know you can order it from the show, because you can't order any of his shows
from
PBS.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure if that's what she did or not, but we are planning on having other showings of it. And one young man, which I was glad to see him there because he looked like he was high school age, and he said until he saw that, he was against impeachment. But once he saw that and understood all the issues, he was now for it. So
yeah, it's nothing like having a good friend of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court calling for impeachment.
Right, right. So,
very important.
Yeah, so anyway, and then we're also talking about doing some other actions that we'll be discussing. So,
and teachpeace.org, still a viable website for folks listening in other parts of the California.
.com. Yeah, and Dave does a great job getting, getting information out there to people. He's got videos on there that people can watch from, various issues that are going on now and various articles. And it's all free. It's all
great
free.
Website, all free, all kinds of great content. Teachpeace.com. I said .org. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much,
sure.
Nancy.
Thanks,
good luck with that.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
766-1240 is the phone number. 766-1240 if you're local. If you're out of town, and many of you are, it's 877-766-1240, 877-766-1240. Let's talk to Jake in Humboldt County on line two. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, I'd like to discuss the issue of impeachment, specifically Dennis Kucinich's impeachment resolution.
He's got one. House. He's got, 14 signatories now, I think?
That's right. It's a House Resolution 333, and I would urge everybody to support that for the impeachment of Vice President Cheney. Our congressman here in the 1st District, Mike Thompson, he's opposed to the impeachment of President Cheney. And it's very unfortunate. I would ask people in Humboldt to call Mike Thompson as Eureka Office 707-269-9595 and tell
and
him to
defend the Constitution, Mr. Thompson.
That's right, and that's the Congress's job. It's not an option to impeach. It's their obligation at this point. High crimes and misdemeanors have been committed on a daily basis by Bush and Cheney, and
but
something
so
needs to be
done. But it's so
much
work, Jake, to have to go through impeachment. And you've heard the Democrats, and I'm sure Mr. Thompson as well, when asked about this, probably says, because this is their talking point, oh, we have so much other important stuff to do. Like, look, we just raised the minimum wage from, what was it, 501 to 550 or something like that. I mean, it's like, we got this important stuff to do. Excuse me, you have a president of the United States and a vice president who's really the president, who are gutting the Constitution along with the Attorney General one amendment at a time, and you don't want to stand up for what's right here? You want to send the message that that kind of presidency, a royal presidency, is okay in this country? No, it is not.
Absolutely. And the Constitution is far more important than how the Democrats do in next year's election. And I'd just like to say on this whole issue of what the voters wanted from the Democrats when they put them into power.
But how do we know it? We know, and I used to be a Democrat. I was a Democrat all my life. I just changed my registration, actually a year and a half ago, to decline to state, the fastest growing number of voters in this country, because I got sick and tired of my party, the Democratic Party, taking me for granted and my vote for granted.
And I actually heard Bernie Ward on the air say you were the one who convinced him to do the same.
That's right.
That's hilarious. But of course, just this whole issue of not wanting to impeach. I mean, the voters said in the exit polls last year, the top two issues, number one was getting out of Iraq, and number two, corruption in Washington. And both those issues are linked together in the Bush administration. And the thing is, if they don't impeach, then just future presidents will be able to take us even further and act like they're monarchs.
And we'll lose our country. We've got to take our country back. This is a critical juncture in this country. And I sometimes wonder, is it because the Karl Rove types have videotapes of what Mike Thompson doing it with a 14-year-old boy or something? What is the deal? Do they have secret videos on all these people? Because they've been doing all this surveillance, maybe they've got something that they're holding out against all of these people. I don't know. What is it?
Well,
what could it be?
Yeah, there's got to be something, because how Bush and Cheney could get away with this domestic spying and total violation of FISA, blatantly illegal, and not be held to account, yeah, something's going on.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, Jake, thanks for the call, and keep listening.
All right, thanks, Chris.
All right. 766-1240 is the phone number. If you're local, if you're not local, it's 877-766-1240. 877-766-1240. And, oh, did you hear about this? Speaking of our rights, I don't know if you've heard this, but Homeland Security Secretary, the one who, Michael Chertoff, the one with the death's head, who ordinarily I would not comment on someone's physical appearance, but I'm sorry, it's just too eerie with this guy, saying that he feels in his gut, the rumblings in his gut tell him that, oh, look out, they're coming to a shopping center near you. Terrorists, read Muslims. No, most Muslims are not terrorists any more than most Christians are not terrorists. Most Christians wouldn't want to kill an abortion doctor. Either would most Muslims want to commit some violent act. That's nonsense. They want you to think that all Muslims are terrorists. That's not true, of course, obviously. But there's a new thing that's going on. While Chertoff calls it an essential security measure, yeah, look, I'm sorry, Mr. Chertoff, where were you today when the guy managed to breach security at the nuclear weapons lab and they still haven't found him? You know, you didn't feel that one in your gut, huh? Okay, so he thinks this is very important, though. There are some worries that it could be a looming privacy threat. The new agreement between our country, the United States, and the European Union, the EU, which starting Wednesday this week, that's right, you fly, the United States will keep extensive profiles of inbound airline passengers. Okay, well, you might think, you know, let's see. In addition to data such as name, address, flight itineraries, and credit card information. Does that ring a bell with you yet? Credit, what do they mean, credit card information? Everything you've purchased? The United States will now database more intimate details about passengers as provided by airlines. It will include your race, your political opinions, your religious beliefs, and your sexual orientation. Any red lights going off here? Any bells going off here on that one? Personal data received, even on people not under suspicion, is to be kept on file for just 15 years. It's no big whoop. Let me just repeat. They're now going to... Now, how would airlines know? Well, let's see if they can figure out your race, maybe. Well, what if you're Barack Obama and you're mixed race? You're half white and half black. What are they going to put down? African-American, I guess. Race, political opinions. Now, how would the airline know your political opinion? If you're in line and you see a picture of George Bush and you vomit, maybe that's it. Your religious beliefs? Well, maybe if you ask for some sort of special menu or something. And your sexual orientation, will they just be guessing what people's sexual orientation is? What if you're bisexual? What are they going to put down for that? What if you're not sure? Anyway, they're going to keep this information on you for 15 years. What do you think about that? 766-1240. It's an important security tool for Mr. Chertoff. He wants to know who you want to have sex with. How in any way could who you want to have sex with be relevant to whether or not you are a terrorist threat to this nation? Can anybody answer that question? 766-1240. Why does the government need to know your sexual orientation? Is it to hustle you off to the Halliburton or Blackwater-controlled detention camps that they're building in this country? If you want to call outside our area, outside the block, it's 877-766-1240. I mean, I just don't get it. Can anyone tell me how the airline would know your sexual orientation? If it did, how would that play into what Mr. Chertoff calls an essential security measure? Sexual orientation. Religious belief. Oh, they might be Muslims, I guess. You're listening to Sacramento's...
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
You know, I,
The show on KRXA 540.
The
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Tired of commuting an hour or more every day so you can make money for somebody else? Would you like to build a successful home-based business? Let Tanya Simmons show you how. Attend the CyberWise Opportunity Rally on Saturday, August 25th at 1:30 p.m. The CyberWise Opportunity Rally will be held at the Valley Center Bowl in Salinas. Call John Gaines at 831-229-2546 to reserve your place at the CyberWise Opportunity Rally. Call John Gaines now at 229-2546. That number again is 229-2546.
And let's take a look at traffic here in the Monterey, Salinas, and Carmel area. Let's see what's going on. We got a little problem working, or we did, reported in, CHP telling us about it. It was our computer updates. Greenfield, southbound 101 after Oak, we had a crash in the right shoulder. An SUV and a big rig. Santa Clara County, 152. Westbound before 156, a vehicle off the roadway into a call box, and for some reason that's still being reported. Monterey, no problems there, and Santa Cruz Salinas, also no problems report. And we also want to mention the fact that we had a, Highway 17. We had an earlier problem. It's cleared up, so everything's looking good. So our report is brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. During the hot weather, we all know it's vital to conserve energy, especially if officials call for a flex alert. After all, by saving energy, you save money.
It's Stefan inviting you to join me early mornings on Talk City, 1240 a.m.
Buzz Aldrin.
I know that they're paying very, very close attention.
Donald Trump.
What I primarily do on The Apprentice is fire people.
What are my chances if I flirt with you, Sarah Ferguson?
Uh-huh.
Fun with the issues and more. Early mornings before Stephanie Miller on Talk City, 1240 a.m.
Come join us.
Good day. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Christine Kraft, and you are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station, KSAC 1240 AM. We call it Talk City. And a special hello to the folks in Monterey, Eureka, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Portland who listen to Peter B. Collins Network. He is on a sabbatical, a little a good time. He'll tell you all about it when he gets back on August the 13th. I will be with you until then. I just really wanted to mention this again because I loved this man. I absolutely loved this man. And that's Tom Snyder. So if any of you have any remembrances of Tom Snyder, please feel free to call in about them. He died this weekend of leukemia. I'll talk a little bit more about him before we end today. But right now, let's go to TJ in Sacramento. Hey, TJ, you're on Talk City. What's up?
Hi. You know, normally I can come up with something intelligent to say. All I want is a flight bag. I'm feeling really, you know, flight sick right now. I just like hurling, woofing like cookies. It's just unbelievable to me. It makes my stomach
but it's,
turn.
No. Now calm down. Michael Chertoff, you know, he's got a gut, and it senses a nuclear attack on this country coming to a shopping center or a Walmart near you. Unless we keep fighting him over there, he can feel it in his gut. The summer's here, and he needs this important tool. He calls it an essential security measure to find out about why, what TJ's religious beliefs are, what her sexual orientation is, her race, and her political opinions. They're not going to use this data. Why are you worried, TJ? They're going to keep the data for 15 years and save it, even on people who are not under suspicion. They're only going to use it when lives are at risk, such as during a terror investigation. Oh, no, listen carefully. I don't want you to worry. We're going to be able to connect the dots more quickly, says Russell Knock. Knock, knock. of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and we're going to be able to provide our frontline personnel with a powerful tool that really can help to save lives. If I know somebody is straight or gay or bisexual, that's going to help me save lives, by golly, so don't you be upset.
Yeah, it's all those gay terrorist organizations out there.
Well, no, it was the gay translators who spoke Arabic languages that had to be fired, so now we don't have anybody who can do that.
I don't know. It's like he feels it in his gut. Well, I feel it in my gut. This is really scary stuff.
Here's some
more than the usual stuff.
It's worse than the usual. And here's some more for your gut, so you can compare your gut to Mr. Chertoff's. Jim Dempsey of the Center of Democracy and Technology worries about how the information, you know, will be used, especially in cases of abuse and false accusations. So that never happens. This is part of a broader trend of the government building databases on the ordinary lawful activities of ordinary law-abiding people. Passengers, however, will have the right to see the information. And, of course, if you ask to see it, they're going to put a special little check on that box, ask to see information, clearly a terrorist. And there will be avenues to correct anything that needs to be corrected. And I'm sure the record will not reflect that you called in and wanted to know what they had on you. And hopefully, just a few months. That's from CNN's Kathleen Koch. I'm not sure what her name is. Kathleen Crotch?
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, CNN's
at least they have a correction process. I mean.
Right, and they wouldn't put down a notation that said TJ was inquiring about the dope we have on her. And you say, well, no, excuse me, I'm not a Christian, I'm a Muslim, or I'm not a Muslim, I'm an atheist, and, kind of like Pat Tillman, I'm an atheist, so that wouldn't bother them at all.
It's just, every now and then something catches my ear, and I'm just, you know, my jaw drops, and it's like, that doesn't happen very often anymore because of the current state of affairs, but that one actually got me.
Stay tuned.
Well, I plan on it getting worse, but hopefully all of us that are acting on the grassroots level are going to have...
grassroots dead giveaway. You must be smoking grass, right?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay.
I try to grow it, but, you know, that wastes water, so...
Yes. TJ, thank you.
All right. Take
all
care.
All right.
Bye.
And before we go this early evening, I would like to just talk a little bit about Tom Snyder. Anybody have any remembrances of him? I loved Tom Snyder. And this is a story, Jason Dearen for the Associated Press in the San Francisco Chronicle today. Talk show host Tom Snyder, whose smoke-filled interviews were a staple of late-night television, has died after a struggle with leukemia. He was only 71. You know, 70 is a new 50, so that's not that old. Snyder died Sunday in San Francisco from complications associated with leukemia. So did Bill Walsh, 49ers coach, winning coach. His longtime producer and friend, Mike Horowitz, told the Associated Press on Monday, Tom was a fighter. I knew he had tried many different treatments. Known for his improvised, casual style and robust laughter, Tom Snyder conducted a number of memorable interviews as host of the NBC's Tomorrow Show. I used to watch it when I was, you know, still living down in Southern California with my parents. And I would laugh so hard, I would have to secretly watch it because I was supposed to be sleeping. You know, I was watching Tom Snyder and just splitting a gut. Among his guests at that time, John Lennon, Charles Manson, and Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols. Tom Snyder began his career as a radio reporter in Milwaukee in the 1960s, then moved into local TV news. He anchored the news in Philadelphia and Los Angeles before moving up to late night. He loved the broadcast business, says Marcia Rose Shestack, who co-anchored a noontime newscast with him in Philadelphia in the 60s. He was very surprising and very irreverent. Oh, God, he was wonderful. And not at all a typical newscaster. I had the great joy, one of the great joys in my life, after my much ballyhooed bit of national and international publicity for challenging the sexism in television news. I got to be on Tom Snyder's shows twice, and he was so funny, so put you at ease. He was hysterically funny, urbane and witty and real. I just loved him. His catchphrase for his show, and he, the Tomorrow Show, which followed the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, his catchphrase for the show was, fire up a colortini, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air. Snyder smoked throughout his show, the cigarette clouds swirling around him during interviews. He gained more fame when Dan Aykroyd lampooned him in the early days of Saturday Night Live. In 1995, he returned to late night television as host of The Late Late Show with Tom Snyder on CBS. The program followed David Letterman's Late Show until 1998, when Snyder was replaced by Craig Kilborn. I'm sure Craig Kilborn is great and all that, but there's nobody as good as Tom Snyder was. Just wasn't. And I sent him a few emails in recent years, and he would answer. He was so nice. I would ask him to come on the radio, and he really wanted to but didn't want to. Lived in Marin County. He announced on his website in 2005 that he had chronic lymphocytic leukemia. He said, when I was a kid, leukemia was a death sentence. Now my doctors say it's treatable. Mr. Horowitz met Snyder in 1982 and worked with him at WABC in New York before producing the Tom Snyder TV show. And his curiosity allowed him to navigate between anchoring the news and talk shows with ease. He asked the type of questions you and I would ask. He asked the producers to come up with new information. Tom didn't like covering over old ground. He is survived by his daughter and longtime girlfriend who live in the Bay Area. Rest in peace, Tom Snyder. I really, really loved you and always will. Are we out of time now? Good. You are listening to Sacramento's only progressive talk station and Peter B. Collins Network. See you tomorrow at 3. Bye-bye. With one step, however small,
first step is... Hi, I'm J.R. Medina, owner of PG Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue in Pacific Grove. My family and I are proud to serve the finest selection of beer, wine, liquor, and non-alcoholic beverages in the Monterey area. Our store is evolving beyond adult and soft drinks. We serve freshly brewed Acme coffee, the finest breakfast burritos, and now Nathan's hot dogs. We're open daily. Come by and check out the big, big selection and low, low prices at PG Liquors. That's PG Liquors at 229 Grand in Pacific Grove.
Tom Hartman.
Time Magazine quoting Arlen Specter as saying there is a jail in the Capitol complex. What that is referencing is this concept of inherent contempt.
It's the Tom Hartman program.
It's where the House of Representatives, or the Senate for that matter, can simply say, okay, we're an independent branch of government. You are in contempt, and so we are arresting you, and we are putting you in our jail in the basement of the Capitol building.
Tom Hartman. Weekday evenings on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Chief Justice John Roberts is said to be fully recovered after a health episode this afternoon on an island off the coast of Maine. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod has details.
According to a spokesperson for the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Roberts will remain overnight at the Penobscot Bay Medical Center. That's in Rockport, Maine, after suffering what they're calling a benign seizure.
He fell on a dock suffering some minor scrapes. The Supreme Court says Roberts had a thorough neurological evaluation, which revealed no cause for concern. So what happened? CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
Benign idiopathic seizure. The word idiopathic sounds fancy schmancy, but it's basically medical slang for we have no idea what the cause is.
But they've ruled out things like a tumor or a stroke. Roberts had a seizure like this once before while he was playing golf in 1993. A panel of experts advising the Food and Drug Administration recommends that the diabetes drug Avandia remain on the market, even though it's been linked to an increased risk of heart attack. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
Tough choice for the panel, with FDA scientist David Graham urging it to pull Avandia off the market.
A wrong decision will cost thousands of lives.
Several doctors and patients, though, think the drug should remain an option with close monitoring for health risks. Charlie Steele of New York City is a diabetic. So is his mom, who was frightened away from Avandia even though it worked for her.
She hasn't taken any medications at all. That worries me.
The panel's vote was 22-1. The FDA usually takes the advice of its advisory panels. Hall of Fame football coach Bill Walsh died today at his home in Woodside, California. Walsh was 75. He'd been battling leukemia. With three Super Bowl victories to his credit when he coached the San Francisco 49ers, CBS sports analyst Bob Trumpy says he had a tremendous impact on the game.
The 49ers have not been near the football team that they were when he built it, and the Cincinnati Bengals offense suffered for many, many years after he left.
Walsh joined the Bengals in 1968 as an assistant to Coach Paul Brown, who eventually gave him complete control of the team's offense. His West Coast offense was widely adopted in the NFL. Federal agents started a search of Senator Ted Stevens' Alaska home this afternoon, looking for records of a remodeling project that was overseen by an oil field contractor who's pleaded guilty to bribing politicians. We get the story from Matthew Norton of CBS television affiliate KTVA.
There are allegations, unconfirmed, that some of the bills for the remodeling went directly to this company called Vico rather than to the senator. I should say the senator has denied it.